or are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
And there has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office than Hillary Clinton. Ever.
I just don't even know how I want to start today. Wait, can I just take it off? Like, can we just start the show weird today? We have a weird wire in here, and if Kane looks at it too long, the weight of his gaze makes it mad.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's an engineering feat. I'm not sure
it's
how it works.
It's some magic. Yeah. I didn't realize your gaze was so heavy.
You're right.
Don't stare at it.
I looked at it and it went bad. Then I looked at it again and it went good.
It's the weight of your gaze, man. I guess. I'm kind of... All right, bear with me here, because I'm in a really weird mood. I'm in a weird mood where I'm just... I put this GIF up the other night. I love GIFs. Like, I wish we could all talk in GIFs. It'd be great, right? But where the guy is in the batting cage and he just doesn't even want to hit the ball because everything is so stupid. I don't even know. This is simultaneously the most important election of our lifetimes, and it's the dumbest election of our lifetimes. There's no other way to say it. I mean, I'm watching. I'm still trying to get over everything yesterday, and it's not so much that you have the Democrat candidate that was able to skate, but... It's that it's just nobody cares how absolutely blatant the corruption is. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I'm just, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating.
They would care if this was a Republican.
And can I also say this, by the way, two things I want to get into. And this might make you mad because I'm known for winning friends, right? I'm known all about the friends. Everybody knows this. You can't meet me and not like me. That's a true thing. I really don't care what Donald Trump said about Saddam Hussein yesterday. I really don't. I tried so hard to give a damn. Really tried hard. I tried so hard. I just dug deep down in my heart of hearts and I tried. And you know what? I came up empty. The weather in Texas is weird. I'm totally stopped up in my ears right now. I want to get over this plague. People need to stop abusing antibiotics. And can we keep our eyes on the damn ball? Oh, my gosh. Like, really. I don't care if he set a kitten on fire right now. The Democrat nominee should be in jail. And she's not. And everyone wants to act like, oh, well, it's okay. It's all over. She's clear. That means it's all done. I don't care if he set a kitten on fire. I don't care if he... You know, shot a seal. I don't like the animal.
Yeah.
I don't care. Or the singer. I'm kidding. Not really. I don't care what he did. I don't care what he said. I don't care. I don't care. Hello? I don't care. Those things.
But it's certainly a yoga move. You have to admit to think that tweet with the red star is supposedly some
that's the whole other thing.
I know. That's what I mean. It's like, and this is
that's
the pivot.
A whole other thing.
This is the pivot.
The media is like, what can we talk about except for Hillary Clinton? So, I have this story. Somebody sent me this story about David Duke, who is an expert on Jew hating, by the way.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to be like, if you're sitting around like, who can we talk to about hating Jews? Well, Hitler's dead. Who else do we have? Maybe David Duke? Oh, great. Let's go talk to David Duke. So the expert of Jew hating has a hot take on that Trump star. I don't care again. Again, he could blow up a damn kitten, like set one on top of a freedom rocket and explode it into the sky for 4th of July. I don't care because you have the Democrat candidate, the front runner, the nominee, who should be, for all intents and purposes, in jail. The rule of law, they don't even care about blatantly deconstructing the rule of law. So I don't. And here's the other thing about the whole Trump thing. How long has he been saying this? He's been saying it forever, but the media only, this is how they do, because the media are a bunch of rat bastards, and they just like to hold stuff in their pocket until it's that time when they can bring it out and slam it on the table to use it as a deflection. I don't care so much, I want to pull my hair out, I don't care. I don't care, because I think the left completely forfeited any type of high ground at all whatsoever. I don't even care. Don't care. Set a kitten on fire. Don't care. You know what? You could go and park, take up two parking spots in the parking lot. Don't care. Just saying. How are you guys? I'm like in a weird mood because I'm chill, but my ears are so clogged up because Texas's weather is, I think I'm going to be 70 degrees today and rainy. Oh, no, we're going to be 99 the next day. Texas's weather is ridiculous. Texas's weather will mess with you. It will screw with you. It'll bend you over, make you grab your ankles. That's how Texas's weather is. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Witness?
I was a victim of it.
Oh, my gosh. I thought Missouri's weather was insane. Like, Missouri's weather is like, oh, we're going to give you all the extremes of every season. It's just crazy. Okay, so
we now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Welcome to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series getting ready to start here at 7:15. We'll get you the lineups here in just one moment. Last night, Colt 45's with a 12-1 victory. Winning pitcher was Zach Morgan out of Simpson University. Simpson University Red Hawk left-hander went 5 innings of 1-run ball to pick up the victory. Your co-player of the game, Noah Ferguson, who went 3-for-4 with 2 RBI. In the win, game 2 tonight going to be started by lefty Dion Heron out of Harris Stowe State University near St. Louis. They're a native of Kansas City, Missouri. Defense looks like this for your hometown 45s. In the outfield, right to left, it's going to be Hunter Heath in right, Ryan Williams in center, Max Modest in left. On the infield, it's going to be Jared Bertotti at first, Ryan Torres Torioka at second. Third base is Chase Larson, and shortstop is Zach Taylor. Zach Trueblood catching tonight for the starter, Heron. Pre-game show brought to you by the Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with 2 incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. First pitch of the game. 7-14 here to Dominic Colaccio. He's the leadoff hitter. He's playing third base tonight for the Signal Hill Oilers. 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1 here. Colaccio, the DH last night, went 1-for-4. He also drew a walk and scored a run. He's the third baseman tonight. It'll be Colaccio, Wilbur, and Berberet, your 1-2-3 hitters. 1-1 pitch misses down low. It's 2-1 now. This portion of the show brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. That's a line drive down the right field line, hook and foul. Count is now 2-2. Our thanks to Foothill Distributing and Budweiser for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here. We're in the top of the first. Come down and join us here at Tiger Field, just $5 a ticket. Every seat in the shade here at first pitch. And a nice breeze blowing to boot. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And he spoils that one foul down the right field line. Just an emergency hack there to stay alive. Count remains 2-2 now. You can follow the Reading Colt 45s on Twitter at Reading Colt 45s. That's at Reading Colt 45s. Or on Facebook, just search Reading Colt 45s. You can also go to ReadingColt45s.com, get the entire schedule. That's a line drive to second on one hop. It's Torioka, and he'll throw on to Bertotti at first. One down, 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Tyler Wilbur. He's the shortstop tonight. Wilbur hit third last night. Went 1-for-3 with a walk. Batting in the two hole here tonight against the lefty Heron. First pitch of the at-bat there is grounded foul down the first base line. 0-1 now. Heron making his fifth start of the year here. He's 1-0 with an ERA of 3.25. That's a called strike. 0-2 now. Heron just 7 runs in 19 and a third innings coming in tonight. 12 strikeouts. That ball is fouled back to the screen. A quick 0-2 here by Heron. On deck is Reese Berberet. He's playing first base tonight. Third baseman last night went 0-for-3, also drew a walk. That's a line drive down the first base line, foul. Simpson Redhawk, Jared Bertotti out there playing close to the line. 45 scored early and often last night in a 12-1 victory in game one of this series. That's a line drive right to shortstop, and Zach Taylor goes down to one knee and makes the play. Scored a line out to number six. There's two down and nobody on here. This is game 9 of 13 games in 13 nights. This ball is skied out to center. This should be the final out of the inning. Williams comes in and makes the play. Three up, three down for Dion Heron. We've got a scoreless tie headed to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Square times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting ready for the bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. Top of the four, bringing you KCNR 1460 presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. It's 0-0 here. Top of the lineup for the 45s is going to be Ryan Torres Torioka. He's at second base tonight. He'll be followed by Zach Taylor, the shortstop, and Ryan Williams in center field batting third. Get you the rest of the lineup here in just one moment. Torioka, the switch hitter. Going to be batting right-handed here against the righty, though. Starting pitcher tonight for the Signal Hill Oilers is Jay Roman. Pitched one inning last night. Came in the eighth when the game was already out of reach. He'll be the starter here tonight. Big right-hander, number 36 for Signal Hill. fires a ball outside. 1-0 here. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Taylor, Jake Taylor, the DH tonight, batting fourth. Jared Bertotti at first base in the five hole. Swing and a miss there by Torioka. Pitch right down at the knees. 1-1 now. Hunter Heath will bat sixth in right field. Chase Larson out of Palisadro, California, bats seventh. He's the third baseman. Max Modeste out of Seattle U. He's batting eighth and in left field. And Zach Trueblood will do the catching tonight. He's batting ninth. That ball misses there. 2-1 now. Torioka, who took one at bat last night right-handed against a right-hander. Talked to him a couple weeks ago. He said he's only been switch hitting for about a month and a half coming into this season, so feels more comfortable here batting right. That's a chopper out to shortstop, and he's going to be the first out of the inning. 6-3 on the putout. There's one down here. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. Taylor, the shortstop, had the night off last night. Taylor comes in tonight hitting .333 with 10 RBI in 17 games. He's also scored 18 runs in those 17 games. Hitting in the two hole here tonight for the 45s. First pitch misses down in the dirt, 1-0. Shows bunt there and pulls it back. It's a half, 2-0. This portion of the show brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 2-0 pitch here from Roman. That's a line drive deep to right field. Going back. This one's going to get over his head. It is off the wall on a bounce. Taylor's going to have at least two. Takes it, and he's going to stop at second there. So a one-out double for Taylor. As he squared it up nicely. Runner in scoring position now with one out for Ryan Williams. Williams, in 23 games this year, is hitting .329, 7 home runs, 27 RBI. He's also scored 20 runs. He leads the team in both home runs and RBI, as well as runs scored. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. He watches that one on the outside corner, 0-1. 45's leading hitter, Jake Taylor, on deck. He's hitting a sterling .457 in 12 games so far this year. 0-1 pitch here to Cal Baptist's Ryan Williams. And that's a curveball and a good one right at the knees. 0-2 here now. Roman, the big right-hander for the Signal Hill Oilers. With one out and a man on second. Has an 0-2 count on Williams. Checks the runner. Now he comes set. Checks him one more time. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch down in the dirt. Courtesy throw down to first, 2-3 on the putout. Williams is the second out of the inning. So here's Jake Taylor. As we mentioned, in 12 games, he's got 16 hits and 35 at-bats. 3 home runs and 13 RBI. He's also scored 13 runs in 12 games. So he's been a mainstay for the 45s. Got here a couple weeks into the season. And all he's done is hit here, Seattle University infielder. In the cleanup spot here tonight. Two outs, runner on second. It's Zach Taylor out there after the one-out double. Two outs now. Roman checks the runner. Here's the pitch to Taylor. On the outside corner, good pitch there, 0-1. Bertotti would be next. Hitting .397, third on the team. Roman taking his time now, gets the sign from his catcher, and now he steps off, wants to restart the signs here. Count is 0-1. We're in the bottom of the first here of a scoreless tie, 45s with a runner in scoring position, and two down for cleanup hitter Jake Taylor. The 0-1 pitch from Roman, and he steps off again. So paying a lot of attention out there to Zach Taylor at short. Taking a big lead off second base. That ball is very high, and it kicks off the glove. That's going to get back to the backstop. Taylor moves up to third now. That'll probably be a pass ball on the catcher. Catcher tonight for Signal Hill, Steven Castro. He was the left fielder last night. As last night's catcher, Bobby Vasquez, will DH for the Oilers tonight. 1-1 now. Roman gets the sign. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Taylor watches the strike on the outside corner. 1-2 now. Go ahead, run just 90 feet away here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-2 to Taylor. That ball is down in the dirt. 2-2 now. Good job there by Castro to knock that one down. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. He kicks and fires. That's a foul ball back to the screen. Taylor taking a curveball down at the shoe tops. Fouling it back. Count remains 2-2. 45's had one in the first, two in the second, and four in the fourth. En route to jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They would end up winning 12-1. Another 2-2 pitch here. That's a called third strike. Curveball got in the front door, and Taylor is the third out of the inning. So we head to the top of the second, scoreless tie here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45 is lefty Deion Heron getting ready to start his second inning work here at Tiger Field. 0-0, 45's got a one-out double, but Zach Taylor is stranded at third base. Leading off for Signal Hill. It's going to be DH Bobby Vasquez. 4-5-6 hitters here for the Oilers. It'll be Vasquez, left fielder Fish, and the right fielder, Justin Milano. That's a ball just a little bit low. 2-0 now. Two-oh pitch there from Heron is at the knees. Two balls and one strike now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Crowd sponsors the Colt 45s here on KCNR. That ball's fouled back now, so from 2-0 back to 2-2. Vasquez last night 0-for-3, also drew a walk. That ball up high from Heron, now it's a full count. That's a line drive into left field in the first hit of the ball game. for Signal Hill goes to Bobby Vasquez, the DH. Took a full count pitch there. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just lined it in the left. That'll bring up Fish. He came in last night as a defensive replacement. Ended up going 1-for-2. He was also hit by a pitch and stole a base in the starting lineup tonight in the 5-hole as the left fielder. Aaron now in the stretch. Bertotti holding the runner on. Big hole on the right side. First pitch is fouled back by a Fish to the screen, 0-1. Beautiful day for baseball here, not a cloud in the sky. Shadows creeping across the infield here as we're in the top of the second inning. One on and nobody out. That ball was grounded to third, and that's going to get by Chase Larson. Got him on the short hop over there at the hot corner, and that'll be a single. So back-to-back singles to lead off the inning here by Vasquez and Fish. And the Oilers with first and second now with nobody out. So here's Milano. He's the right fielder. Hitting sixth tonight. He was in the 7-hole in right field last night. Went 2-for-4, had hits in his first two at-bats. 2-for-4 with two singles overall. And he shows bunt here and tries to get one down, but fouls it away, 0-1. .45 scored early and often in last night in a 12-1 victory. Signal Hill here. Trying to get on the board with runners on first and second, nobody out. Unsuccessful bunt attempt on the first pitch, and this ball hits him in the foot. It looks like that one. Aaron just lost his grip on it, and it hit him right in the front foot. So two singles and a hit batsman. We'll bring up Tanner Moore. Moore had one at bat last night towards the end of the game as a pinch hitter, 0-for-1 with a ground out. So bases loaded here with nobody out. In the top of the second, it went single, single, hit by a pitch, and the 45s are going to bring the corner infielders in, first and third. Zach Taylor at short at double play depth, now bounces back to his position. Strike of the knees there to Tanner Moore. Moore, the starter at second base tonight. Lefty on lefty matchup here. 0-1 pitch from Heron. That one's on the outside corner, good pitch. So inside corner, outside corner, and Heron in command here, 0-2. It's a sign from True Blood, come set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Called, strike three, and Moore, watch three of them. Right there in the strike zone, that one on the outside corner. First strike out of the game for Deion Heron. That'll bring up Steven Castro. Castro, 2-for-4 last night with two singles. He also stole a base. And he was hit by a pitch. Hit second last night, ending eighth here tonight, and doing the catching. That's a line drive to left field. That's going to get over the head of Larson. That's going to score at least one. Runner coming around from second. Throw comes into third here, and there's going to be no throw home. That's a two-run single by Steven Castro, and it's 2-0. Signal Hill here. Vasquez and Fish score. Milano up to second. Two RBI for Castro. That'll bring up Capociano. He's the center fielder hitting ninth. He's got runners on first and second now with one down. Heron could end this inning with a double play ball right here. He's been pretty good about that so far this year. First pitch down and away, 1-0. This is game number 9 of 13 games in 13 nights. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Here's the 1-0 from Heron. Just a bit low, 2-0 now. We've got a game every night through Sunday, July 10th, and then July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Make sure your aspiring young baseball players sign up for the Redding Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for more information. Here's a 2-0. That's a chopper. Slowly hit on the infield. Larson comes up at third. Only play is going to be at first. And he short hops it over to Bertotti. He's unable to scoop it out of the dirt. So poor throw there is going to cost the 45s a run. Runner's going to move up to second. Call that one an E5. So Castro comes around to score, or rather Milano, pardon me, comes around to score. Castro to third. Capociano ends up at second after the E5, and here's the top of the lineup with Colaccio. Dominic Colaccio grounded out to second his first time, 0-1. 3-0 here in the top of the second inning. That's a line drive down the right field line, sinking fast in and hooking just foul, about 2 feet foul. That one had two RBI double written all over it, but just breaks right of the line there and strike one. We're in just the top of the second here at Tagger Field. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. That's $5 to spend all summer long. Every seat in the shade here at Tagger Field. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Heron. And that's a good curveball there. Breaks down over the outside corner. 0-2 now. One out, runners on second and third. Three runs already home here for the Oilers. They were only able to muster one last night in a 12-1 loss to the same Reading Colt 45s. Very different story here tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Heron. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Good low changeup there from Deion Heron. Colaccio is out swinging 0-2 now. And here's Tyler Wilbur. Wilbur lined out hard to the shortstop his first time up, 0-1. Called strike there to Wilbur, 0-1 now. Get your Bay Area Sports Update. Giants up 2-0 in the top of the second. That's in San Francisco against the Rockies. A's down 4-0. Actually, that game is a final. A's lose 4-0 today to the Twins. Mustering just two hits as they get shut out by Irvin Santana. Sonny Gray took the loss for Oakland. Giants took a lead into the late innings last night, and the bullpen unable to hold it as they ended up losing that game 7-3 to Colorado. Here's the 0-2 pitch now. That's chopper back to the mound. Heron's going to take it. And that'll be the third out of the inning. So 1-3 on the putout. Three runs home for Signal Hill as they send eight men to the plate. We head to the bottom of the second here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tagger Field. Colt 45's down 3-0. Leading off is going to be Jared Bertotti, the first baseman. He's been one of the 45's best hitters so far this year. Hitting 379 coming into this game. Or pardon me, 397. I'm a little dyslexic tonight. Swing and a miss there from Bertotti. In 17 games, he's 25 for 63, one home run and 10 RBI. He's also scored 17 times in 17 games. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. That one's a little bit low. One ball, one strike now. It's going to be Bertotti, then Heath, then Chase Larson. Your 5-6-7 hitters here for the hometown 45s. 1-1 pitch here from Roman. That is a curveball down low. Good take there by Bertotti. Had the night off last night, did Jared. Hitting in the 5-hole here tonight. And he's hit by a pitch there as that one gets inside. Looks like he glanced off either his forearm or his leg or both, but he looks none the worse for wear. Lead off hit by pitch. Here's Hunter Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist University. Your right fielder. He comes up with a runner on first. Nobody on. Bertotti being held on there. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Heath. Roman in the stretch gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the first pitch. That ball is flown foul down the left field line. 0-1. Chase Larson on deck. Larson's got two home runs and 8 RBI in 16 games so far this season. 0-1 count on Heath here. Roman kicks and fires. That's a ball outside and high. 1-1 now. This portion of the show brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Enjoy a fun and safe summer season. From all our friends at Budweiser and Foothill Distributing, proud sponsors of Colt 45s here on the radio. 1-1 now. Here's the pitch to Heath, and he hits that one foul down the left field line as well. 1-2 now. Nice breeze blowing here at the park on a much cooler day than the ones we've experienced in the last week or so. Come down and join us here, Tiger Field. That ball is popped up on the infield. Playable here now for the third baseman. He's going to call it, and he's got it. That's number 6, Dominic Colaccio, taking it there. So score at a pop out to number 5, and Heath is retired. One out now. That'll bring up Chase Larson out of Palisadro, California, former Foothill High School alumni. I guess that would make him current alumni, former Foothill High School Cougar student, class of 14, now playing his college ball at Feather River College. Number 13, Chase Larson, steps in here. With one out and one on, first pitch from Roman. He fouls it back, out of play into the parking lot. Bertotti led off the inning by being hit by a pitch. After a pop-out, there's one out now for Chase Larson. And he watches one there on the outside corner. 0-2 now. Max Modest would be next out of Seattle University. Left-handed hitting left fielder. 0-2 pitch forthcoming here from Roman. And that's a little number out to the left side of the mound. This is going to be a tough play. Long throw to first, and they got him by a step. Larson is retired, in effect. A swing and bunt there. Advancing down to second is Bertotti. Score at 1-3 on the putout for Larson. So here's Modest with a runner on second, two down, trying to cut into this 3-0 lead for the Oilers. Just the bottom of the second here. Modest hitting in the 8-hole tonight. Hitting 259, one home run, 2 RBI in limited action here. This is just his 8th game on the season. First pitch misses 1-0. Roman now comes set. That ball is inside corner, strike one. Modeste not in the lineup last night, 2-for-4 the night before. Two singles and an RBI. Here's the 1-1. That ball is high and outside again. 2-1 now. True Blood on deck. He would be next should Modeste reach here. Two-one pitch here from Roman. Checks the runner now. He's ready. That one's high. 3-1 now. So hitters count for Modeste. Three-one is fouled back there by Modeste. Full count now with two out. Smell of the tri-tip wafting up toward my booth here. Dogs, burgers, snow cones, cold beer, everything you could want at the snack bar as well. Full count. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down in the dirt. Modeste is down on strikes. Catcher's going to throw on to first. To end the inning. Score 2-3 on the putout after the strikeout. No runs here. Runner stranded at second. We head to the top of the third. 3-0 Oilers. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460. Deion Harris getting ready to start his third inning work. Signal Hill Oilers touched him up for three runs in the top of the second. It's 3-0 right now in the early going. Leading off Signal Hill, it's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters out of the lineup. It's going to be Berberet, Vasquez, and Fish. Berberet flew out to center his first time, 0-1. First pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 here. Number 22, Reese Berberet, the big first baseman. Watches one down low. It's now 2-0. Aaron in the windup, here's the 2-0 pitch. That is deep to center field. Headed back is Williams. That ball is way back. It is gone. Solo home run there for Reese Berberet to deep left center field. And it's now 4-0 Signal Hill. He got one he could handle there and put it over the left center field fence for a solo home run. Two lead off the third. That'll bring up DH Bobby Vasquez. He was the catcher last night, DHing tonight. Want to remind everybody that on July 15th, MLB night here at Tiger Field. Come out and enjoy the game at 7:15 p.m. and you can buy two tickets. You can buy a raffle ticket, to win two tickets to a Giants game. That game will be on July 28th at 7:15. Come to the game, purchase raffle tickets, and you could win two tickets to a Giants game later in July.
First pitch misses there, and it's now 2-0 after a just barely outside pitch there. And Heron looks frustrated by the strike zone here thus far. True Blood's going to go out and have a word with him. 2-0 the count here. Nobody out in the top of the fourth. Top of the third, pardon me. 4-0. Signal Hill. Vasquez singled his first time in the second and eventually scored the first run of the ballgame. That ball fouled out of play down the right field line into the parking lot. 2-1 now. This portion of the show brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home, have a fun and safe summer season, and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner. 3-1 now. Pardon me, 2-2. This is game 9 out of 13 in 13 games and 13 nights all the way through July 10th. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on the 2-2 pitch. Nice recovery there by Deion Heron. Third strikeout of the night for Deion in is just 2 1/3 so far. So here's Fish. He also singled and scored his first time. 1-1. This is game 2 of a 3-game series against these Signal Hill Oilers. Colt 45's got the better of them last night, 12-1. 4-0 Oilers here tonight in the early going. Top of the third with one out. First pitch misses there for a ball. We'll have one more tomorrow night against these same Oilers. Then we welcome in the Fairfield Indians on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 7:15 p.m. starts on Friday and Saturday. 6 p.m. start on Sunday. And if you haven't already, get your young ones signed up for the Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp, 11th, 12th, and 13th of July. Go to ReadingColt45s.com for more information. A curveball and just fouling it off his foot is Fish. It's now 1-2. Good curveball there from Heron. Had him off balance. 45s have won six straight here. Dating back to last Wednesday. Beat the Vacaville Rattlers on Thursday. It's a ground ball towards the third base side foul. Count remains 1-2. Vacaville Rattlers Thursday, Reading Tigers Friday. Both of those were one-game sets and then took all three games from the visiting Humboldt B-52s on Independence Day weekend, Saturday through Monday, as well as winning game one of this series. So six in a row now for your 45s. Called strike three on the outside corner. Beautifully placed pitch there by Heron, and there's now two down. Second strike out of the inning. This one called. That'll bring up Milano. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the second. Two outs, nobody on here. And Deion's looked much sharper. Last two hitters here. First pitch is grounded up the middle. That's going to be right through Taylor, unable to get there. And that'll be a single with two down. Runner on first now. So Milano now 1-1. He was hit by a pitch and now has a single. And here's Tanner Moore, struck out looking his last time up, 0-1. Lefty versus lefty here. Torres Torioka playing him to pull over in the hole a little bit more at second. First pitch of the about outside, 1-0. Two outs and a runner on first here for the visiting Signal Hill Oilers. They're already up 4-0 in the top of the third. The 1-0 from Heron. Swinging and a miss. He got him to wave right through a fastball in the outside corner. 1-1 now. And a breaking ball into the right-handed hitter's batting box. Looked like that one got away from Heron a little bit on the slider. 2-1 now. Two-one pitch now. Runner goes from first. True Blood comes up firing. He is going to be safe. Stolen base there. For Justin Milano. Runner on second now with two down, and it's a 3-1 count. So Moore in the driver's seat here with the hitter count. And the 3-1 here from Heron. That one's fouled back right at us here at the booth. Count goes full now. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Heron. That's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. We'll line up and do it again. Runner on second, two down here. Heron gets a sign from True Blood. Now he comes set. Another full count pitch. That's a line drive towards third. Larson takes it on a hop. Nicely done. And throws on to Bertotti for the third out of the inning. One run home here. It's now 4-0. Signal Hill. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Zach Trueblood leading off the bottom of the third here for your hometown 45, trailing 4-0 here. It's going to be Trueblood, Torres, Torioka, and Taylor, 9-1-2 hitters. Trueblood out of Redding, California, playing for the hometown 45s here this summer. He's at Academy of the Art College down in Southern California. During the school year, first pitch misses there, 1-0 from Roman. That one misses as well, now 2-0. Roman threw one inning, gave up one run. That was in the eighth last night in garbage time in an eventual 12-1 loss for the Oilers. They currently lead 4-0 here. He's thrown two scoreless to start the game. 2-0 pitches on the outside corner, taken all the way, was Trueblood, 2-1 now. That's a ground ball to second base, and that'll be the first out of the inning. 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Torres. Torioka grounded out to short his first time. Batted right-handed against the right-hander Roman. It looks like he's going to bat left-handed this time. Batted right-handed against the right-hander one time last night as well. Only two at-bats. In my memory that I can think of that he batted same-handed. Curveball inside. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home and enjoy some Buds. Line drive up the middle. No, that's a one-hopper out to short. Off the end of the bat. Sounded better than it was. And Torres Torioka beats it out. And that play wasn't even particularly close. The shortstop there treated it like a routine play, and Torres Torioka beat it out easily. That's an infield single. And I don't have the stat for you, but I assure you, Ryan Torres Torioka leads the team in infield singles. There's just no way he doesn't. We had one game in the B-52 series in June over at Bomber Field in Eureka where, if memory serves, he had three or four infield singles in the same game. As the 45s took 2 out of 3 from the B-52s last month over Father's Day weekend. First pitch to Taylor here is a strike. Taylor doubled in the first. He ended up stranded at third base. Runner on first with one out now. Swing and a miss on all down below the knees. Quick 0-2 here on Taylor. Torres Torioka being held on at first. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Taylor. He doubled over the right fielder's head and off the wall in the first. Runner goes. Throw down to second, and he is out. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. And just like that, the inning is over. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 4-0 Oilers. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field, 4-0 Signal Hill over your hometown Colt 45. Deion Herring getting ready to start his fourth inning of work here. First pitch is a strike there to Steven Castro. He had a two-run single in the second, part of a three-run inning. He's down 0-1 here. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Oilers. That one's fouled back, a quick 0-2 here by Herring. It'll be Castro, Michael Capucciano, and Dominic Colaccio. 8-9-1 hitters for the Oilers. Here's the 0-2 from Herring. Just outside, 2-1 now, or 1-2, I should say. Reminder, you can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. This is game number 9 of 13 games in 13 nights. That's a curveball and a beauty. Can't throw it any better than that. Froze him on the outside corner, called strike 3. Castro set down on strikes. And Herring has been impressive here tonight with the strikeout. Of course, he doesn't like the 4 spot up there so far. But he's got 5 strikeouts already through just 3 1/3. That's another good breaking ball there, a slider on the inside corner, and that's a called strike 1 to Capucciano. The center fielder here, he reached on an error his first time. Swing and a miss. Another beautiful breaking pitch, and Deion Herring got it working now. Here's another 0-2 pitch. Just misses, a little bit low there. 1-2, good pitcher's pitch on 0-2, trying for the paralysis fastball. And even if you do reach out and hit that one, you're probably going to ground it weakly to the right side or roll it over. And a third breaking ball of the at-bat, and that might be the best one he threw in the entire at-bat. All three of them were pretty good, but that one was a curve ball at the back right foot of the right-handed hitting Capucciano, and he swings and misses. Second consecutive strikeout. Sixth overall here through 3 2/3 for Deion Herring. He had just 12 strikeouts through his first 19 and a third innings. Coming in tonight, blowing away that average. 0-1 now here on the leadoff hitter, Colaccio. He's grounded out and struck out. That's a curveball that misses 1-1. Probably the first bad curveball he's thrown all inning here. One pitch forthcoming from Dion. That misses outside 2-1 now. Good crowd here tonight. Still plenty of seats in the shade. Come join us. It's just the top of the fourth. Two balls, one strike here. Two outs, nobody on for the visitors. Heron winds and fires. Here's the 2-1 to Colaccio. That's a ground ball to third. Diving to his right. Up comes Larson with a strong throw and a beautiful play there by the former Foothill Cougar. Chase Larson backhanding a smash down the line at the hot corner and making a strong throw over to Bertotti at first. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth now. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Heart of the lineup due up for your hometown 45s. 3-4-5 hitters, Ryan Williams, Jake Taylor, and Jared Bertotti in that order. Here's Williams. Checks his swing on a ball down in the dirt. Good take, 1-0. Williams out of Cal Baptist, hitting 325 on the season. 7 home runs, 27 RBI. Swing and a foul tip. It's going to be 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home. Have a fun and safe holiday season. And grab some buds. Here's the 1-1. And a curveball down at his shoe tops, and he just barely foul tips that one as well. Now 1-2. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. Dusk fast approaching. The ground ball is short by Williams on the big hop. Taking it and throwing on to first. For the first out is the shortstop, Tyler Wilbur. One down here. Williams now 0 for 2. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor called out on strikes looking, and he didn't like the call the first time. He's 0 for 1, hitting 444. Three home runs, three RBI here in just his 13th game. He's got 13 RBIs and 13 runs scored. Also drawn 9 walks, so an on-base percentage well over 500. First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Roman winds and fires. That's a high chopper to second, backing up and taking on the big hop. And throwing on to first to get Taylor for the second out of the inning. It is the second baseman there, Tanner Moore. 4-3 on the put out. There's two down now for Bertotti. I want to remind you, you can win two tickets to a San Francisco Giants game July 28th at 7:15 p.m. in AT&T Park. Drawing's going to take place at MLB Night here at Tiger Field on July 15th, so come and make sure to represent your favorite team. Come and wear your pro team gear, especially if it's Giants gear. We don't need any extra blue here. 0-1 here to Bertotti. You could win two tickets to a Giants game. That's a chopper up the middle. Going to be a tough play at second base. Throwing across his body. Long throw. Nice play at second base by the Oilers' second baseman. A nice play there by Tanner Moore. 45s go down in order. 1-2-3. We head to the top of the fifth. Score remains 4-0 Oilers. We're headed. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here, Deion Heron getting ready to start his fifth inning of work. Had a 1-2-3-4th, settling into a groove a little bit here. See, he had two strikeouts in that frame as well. Going to be facing the 2-3-4 hitters for the Oilers. First pitch is chopped out to short, taking it on a short hop is Zach Taylor, making a nice throw on the run. Good play there by the Madera, California native. 6-3, Wilbur is retired. Here's Reese Berberet. He's 1-for-2. He flew out in the first, and then he led off the third with a solo home run, the lone home run of the game so far. Berberet at first base tonight. First pitch from Heron here is in there for a strike, 0-1. A one pitch down in the dirt. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Heron kicks and fires. That ball's down in the dirt as well, or just below the knees. 2-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Budweiser and Foothill Distributing. 2-1 now. That ball is driven deep to left field. This ball is very high, and that's going to be another home run there. Second home run of the game here for Berberet. And it's now 5-0 Oilers. That one a high, deep fly ball to left. He's now 2-for-3. That'll bring up Vasquez. He singled and scored in the second, struck out in the third, 1-for-2. Some conversation here between the umpires and the coaching staff. Third base coach down there saying something to Chase Larson. He's actually on the field of play, so the umpire letting him know, leave the field of play to the players. 1-0 here as that one misses outside. to Vasquez. Pop up down the right field line, and Bertotti had a long way to go. Made a really nice play. So we actually had a pinch hitter there. That was number 16, so Vasquez out of the game. But nonetheless, scored a pop out to number 3. Nicely done by Bertotti, the Simpson University Redhawk. So two outs now, and nobody on. First pitch misses there, 1-0 to number 8, Erickson Fish. Second pitch fouled back to the screen, 1-1 now. Heron now ready, here's the 1-1 pitch. That ball is flown deep to left field. Headed back is Modest. He looks up, and that one is gone. So third home run of the game here for the Oilers is now 6-0. Second of the inning. This one off the bat of Erickson Fish. He's now 2-for-3. So 6-0 Oilers now. And that'll bring it up Justin Milano. He's been hit by a pitch and singled, 1-for-1. One and oh count here as that one misses from Heron. That one is flied out to center. Coming in now is Williams. He settles underneath it, and that'll end the inning. Two runs home here. Oilers stretch the lead to 6-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's due up here in the fifth inning. It's going to be Heath, Larson, and Modest, 6-7-8. They trail 6-0 here to the Signal Hill Oilers. First pitch fouled back to the screen by Heath, 0-1. Jay Roman, the starter, has thrown four scoreless here for Signal Hill. In the windup, here's the 0-1 to Heath. That ball misses high. 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home, have a great summer season, and grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s, that's Budweiser and Foothill Distributing. Swing and a miss on a curveball down in the dirt. 1-2 now on Heath. Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Your right fielder tonight in the six hole. Chase Larson on deck. He had a couple nice plays in the field last inning. And we've got a hit by pitch here. So Heath will lead off the inning with a hit by pitch. Second time in five innings that the 45s have led off with a hit by pitch. Bertotti was plunked in the second in his first at bat. So here's Larson now. Runner on first. No doubt. Against the righty Jay Roman. That ball down in the dirt. Good job there by Castro to knock that one down and keep it out. Keep it from skipping to the backstop. 1-0. That ball is hit down the third baseline and slowly up with it is the third baseman and thrown out Larson. So 5-3 on the putout. Heath advances to second, so runner in scoring position now with one down for Max Modeste. Modeste 0-1 with a strikeout. Hitting an even 250, one home run, two RBI on the season. The left-handed hitting Modeste here, trying to get an RBI, get the 45s on the board here, down 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. That one misses high and outside, 1-0. True Blood will bat next. Roman gets a sign from Castro, now he comes set. Here's the 1-0. That one misses outside, now 2-0. Giants now lead 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. That game in San Francisco against the Colorado Rockies. Cueto versus De La Rosa tonight. Here's the 2-0. That's a curveball in there for a strike. So the old 2-0 curveball to steal a strike. Heath takes his lead off second. Roman comes set. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That ball is fouled back, out of play. Two balls, two strikes now. Get you some scores from around the league. Full slate of baseball games here today. Detroit over Cleveland, 12-2. Their first win of the season over the Indians. Detroit has just been unable to beat Cleveland until today. Philadelphia over Atlanta, 4-3. Mets over Miami, 4-2. Minnesota blanks Oakland, 4-0 on a two-hit shutout. Modeste strikes out on a pitch down in the dirt. On 2-2. So it'll be up to True Blood here. With a runner on second down, two down. True Blood 0-1. He grounded out to second his first time. Cincinnati over Chicago today, 5-3. Baltimore over the Dodgers, 6-4. Washington over Milwaukee, 7-4. First pitch in there for a strike to True Blood. Kansas City falls to Toronto, 4-2. Angels over Tampa Bay, 7-2. Boston over Texas, 11-6. All the rest of their games still in action. 0-1 count here to True Blood. Roman gets the sign. Now he comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's a line drive down the right field line. Foul. 0-2 now. Heath led off the inning, was hit by a pitch, advanced to second on a slow hit grounder. And that's where he stands right now with two down. Top of the lineup, Torres Torioka on deck. That's curveball very high. 1-2 now. You can follow the Reading Colt 45s on Twitter at Reading Colt 45s. You can follow me on Twitter at NorCal Sports Hour. That's at NorCal Sports HR. Every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports fix here on KCNR 1460. 1-2 count on True Blood. And he lines it up the middle. That's going to get into center field. Coming around to score is Heath. and an RBI for Zach Trueblood. It's down 6-1. 45s fans have something to cheer about as they've broken the scorelessness. Hunter Heath comes around to score on the RBI single by Trueblood. He's now 1-for-2. Now to bring up Torres Torioka. 1-for-2 with a single tonight. Trueblood puts his average up to 250 and drives in his fifth run of the year with that single. Swing and a miss from Torres Torioka on the pitch down below the knees. 0-1 here. 6-1 now. 45's off the schneid. And hoping for a two-out rally here in the fifth. Torres Torioka watches one outside. 1-1 now. Perfect night for baseball. Couldn't ask for it any better. As dusk is upon us, we're under the lights here at Tiger Field. It's a 6-1 ball game. 45's on the comeback trail. Here's a 1-1 from Roman. Runner goes. That's a little chopper down the first base line. Torres Torioka going to barely be beat to first by the first baseman. Score that one 3 unassisted. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. One run home now for the 45s. It's 6-1 Oilers. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher for your Colt 45s here in the top of the sixth. It's going to be Santa Rosa Junior College right-hander Blake Williams, the 6'2 righty out of Alturas, California. Making his eighth appearance here on the season. ERA of 3.37. He's 1-0. Sorry, 0-0 here. Leadoff single there. Now they're going to call that an E5 on Larson. And now we've got to throw to second base, and that one gets away. So an E5 as Tanner Moore is going to be all the way at second base to lead off the inning here. Hard hit ground ball to third. And a little bit of a sloppy start here to the top of the sixth. Castro now the hitter with a runner on second. Nobody out. Had a two-run single in the second. Also struck out in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Williams in 10.2 innings pitched this year has 12 strikeouts. Just 4 earned runs. Making his eighth appearance here on the season. Hoping to vulture a win here as the Colt 45s come back. Down 6-1 here. That ball's fouled out of play. First pitch towards the parking lot. 0-1. Williams now back in the stretch. Gets the sign from Trueblood. He comes set. Checks the runner at second. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down. Runner is going to score from second. Modeste fields it off the wall on two bounces. And a nice job to get it in quickly. That's going to end up being an RBI single. So Castro with his second hit of the night and his third RBI. Coming around to score is 10 or more from second. Castro now 2-for-3. And the Oilers get back the run that the 45s got in the bottom of the fifth. It's now 7-1. Signal Hill. Blake Williams now with a runner on first, nobody out. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminds you to make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Bertotti holding the runner on at first. That ball is in the dirt. One ball, one strike. On the number 9 hitter, Michael Capocciano, center fielder, reached on an error and struck out 0-for-2. That's a ground ball to second base. Torioka to his right, or to his left, pardon me, makes a nice play to first base. Good range there by the Hawaii Pacific infielder. No chance for the runner at second, so he took the smart play to Bertotti at first. Castro up to second on the play. 4-3 on the putout. Here's the top of the lineup, and Dominique Colaccio. 0-for-3. He's grounded out twice and struck out. First pitch is foul, tipped into the glove there. 0-1. One out, runner on second here in the top of the sixth. You're listening to game 9 of 13 games in 13 nights here at Tiger Field. Full schedule at ReddingColt45s.com. Game 29 out of 45 on the season. That's a little jam shot. No, he serves it out into right. Coming up throwing is Hunter Heath, and he's going to score from second. They keep the runner at bay at first. RBI single, as that one was just off the end of the bat, went with it. Nice piece of hitting there by the leadoff hitter Colaccio. He's now 1-for-4, single in an RBI. 8-1 Oilers. Pretty much the antithesis of last night, where the 45 scored early and often en route to a 12-1 win. Tonight, it's been all Oilers. Now 8-1 Signal Hill. They've scored in all but two innings, three in the second, one in the third, two each in the fifth and the sixth, which is one down here in the sixth. Runner on first. Snap throw over there by Williams, and he's back. Tyler Wilbur, 0-for-3 tonight. He's the shortstop. Batting second. Williams in the stretch gets the sign from Tubblood. Now he's ready. The first pitch of the at-bat down in the dirt, 1-0. A reminder, if you've got young, aspiring Colts 45s out there, we've got the Colt 45s Summer Youth Camp, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of July. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for more information. That one fouled back to the screen. One ball and one strike now. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first here. Two runs already home here in the top of the sixth. That's a little chopper off the plate. Williams going to come off the mound. Only plays at first. 1-3 on the putout. Two down now. Moving up to second is Colaccio. And that'll bring up Reese Berberet. He's 2-for-3 tonight with two solo home runs. Led off the third. And with one out in the fifth, hit solo home runs to left field. First at bat here against Blake Williams, the right-hander. Checks the runner at second. Now he's ready. First pitch is grounded to short. Taylor up with it. And that'll end the inning, 6-3 on the putout. Two more runs home here for the Oilers. They lead 8-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 7th, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Paul Sen, on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45 is coming up here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup. Zach Taylor leads off, followed by Ryan Williams and Jake Taylor. Zach Taylor had a double in the first. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Standing in here on Jay Roman, who's allowed just one run through five here for the Oilers. First ball is chopped foul off the top of the visitor's dugout over there. Down the first baseline, 0-1. Taylor trying to get on base and get something started here. 45 is down, 8-1. Need to get a comeback going here as we're in the bottom of the sixth. That ball down in the dirt, 1-1 now. One pitch here, and he bunts it, but foul. Trying to bunt for a hit there. Looked like he had everybody caught off guard, but unable to put it in play as it's foul. 1-2 now. Taylor hitting 345. Watches one in the dirt. 2-2 now. He's third on the team and runs scored as well with 18. 2-2. That ball down in the dirt again, so 3-2 now. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, it's 8-1 in the bottom of the sixth. 45's on the comeback trail here. 2-3-4 hitters in this inning. Here's the payoff pitch. That is a ball. And he walked, so all the way back from 1-2 to draw the walk. Nice at bat there by Zach Taylor. Second time he's been on base tonight. So here's Ryan Williams. He's 0-2 tonight. Hitting 321 right now. Runner on first, big hole on the right side. That ball is flied down the right field line very high. Into foul territory now, and nobody's going to get there. Good effort out there in right by the Signal Hill right fielder, Justin Milano. It ends up being a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy your summer holiday season and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on the radio here. That's a front door curveball that doesn't quite make it back. 1-1 now. Jake Taylor on deck. He would be next. That ball down in the dirt, and it skips by the catcher. Zach Taylor going to move up to second, a free 90 feet for the 45s. And he's now in scoring position with nobody out. We've got a substitution here at second base for the Signal Hill Oilers. Trevor Steinman is now in for Moore. Meeting at the mound here between the manager, catcher, and pitcher. Roman's got a guy at second. That's Zach Taylor with nobody out here. 2-1 count on the powerful Ryan Williams. 7 home runs, 27 RBI on the season. Both of those lead the team. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's a ground ball up the middle. And that's going to be knocked down at short. A long throw there, and he is. That's going to get past the first baseman. So a great play out there at shortstop to even knock it down and keep it on the infield for Wilbur out there. And then he makes a low throw that skips past the first baseman, Berberet. So that's probably going to be an infield single and an RBI for Williams. He advances to second on the play. Now 8-2, 45. Still nobody out here. That's going to bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor 0 for 2 tonight. First pitch is a ball, 1-0, very close. Taylor leading the team with a .432 batting average. Runner on second now, 1-0 count. That is a chopper to the left side down third baseline. That is a foul ball, just foul. Would have been a close play at first as he was hustling down the line, but as it is, count remains one and, or count is now 1-1. One runner already home here for the Colt 45s. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. He watches one outside, 2-1. Roman comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Runner feigns a steal from second. That's Williams. Ball is very high. Took about two steps towards third base and then stopped. Hitters count now for Jake Taylor. 3 balls, 1 strike. Jared Bertotti on deck. The 3-1 to Jake Taylor. That ball is lined into center field. That's going to get down for a hit. Williams had to wait a second to see if it was going to get down. He's going to score from second anyway. Throw is cut off by the first baseman. And that's an RBI single by Jake Taylor. He's now 1-for-3 tonight. Scoring on the play is Williams. 2 runs home here. It's now 8-3. Oilers and the 45s still with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. They've gone walk, single, single. And 2 runs already home now. Here's Jared Bertotti. Bertotti's 0-for-1. He's also been hit by a pitch. First pitch is fouled there, 0-1. Bertotti hitting an even .391 with a home run and 10 RBI. He's also scored 17 times in 17 games. This is 18th game on the season. Jake Taylor at first. He watches one called strike on the outside corner, 0-2 here. He's quickly behind in the count. On deck is Hunter Heath. Taylor takes his lead off first. Roman comes set. Here's the 0-2. That's a line drive back to the screen here. 0-2. Tough pitch there. Below the knees, Bertotti in protect mode. We're in the bottom of the sixth here. 8-3 now. 45s have scored twice already. Still nobody out. Runner on first. Simpson University Red Hawk first baseman Jared Bertotti batting left-handed, down 0-2 here to Jay Roman. That's a ground ball to second, slowly hit. Taylor is going to be forced at second. Very close play. That's all they're going to get. There's no throw over to first. Bertotti hits into the fielder's choice. 4-6. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. Heath 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Came around to score the first run of the ball game for the 45s on an RBI single by Zach Trueblood last inning. One out, runner on first now. Heath with a home run and 12 RBI in 18 games. He's also scored 17 runs. First pitch misses 1-0 here. That ball is lined into center field, hanging up now for the center fielder, Capocciano. And that'll be a line out to center. Scored a fly out to number 8. Two down now. Returning to first base is Bertotti. Here's Chase Larson. Larson 0-for-2 tonight. He's grounded out twice. Runner on first, two down. That ball is grounded to the first base side. Nice job there to Spirit. Moving to his right was the first baseman, Berberet. And he flips it on to the pitcher. 3-1 for the putout. That'll end the inning. Two runs home here for the 45s. They cut the lead 8-3. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location, so check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Blake Williams getting ready to start his second inning of work here. 45's trailing 8-3. They got two back in the bottom of the sixth to cut the lead to 5. Leading off for the Oilers, it's going to be number 16, Rob Barham, and he's quickly down 0-2 with after a foul ball there. Barham came in the fifth. He's 0-for-1 so far. Came in for Bobby Vasquez, the DH, who had singled and scored and gone 1-for-2 himself. So hopefully no injury there for Signal Hill. And ball misses outside now 1-2. Williams, the right-hander out of Santa Rosa Junior College, a 6-2 righty. Out of Alturas. Here's the 1-2. So he just barely fouls that one off. Nice changeup there. Had him out in front. He's barely able to stay alive here. Giants still leading 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth, or in the top of the sixth. That's in San Francisco against the Rockies. Johnny Cueto going for his major league leading 13th win. Called third strike there. Beautiful pitch on the outside corner. Blake Williams freezes him with the fastball on the black. That's the first out of the inning. So Barham down looking. And here's Erickson Fish. He's 2 for 3 tonight. Singled and scored in the second, struck out in the third, and had a solo home run in the fifth. First at bat here against Blake Williams, and he's hit in the backside on the first pitch. So runner on first now with one down as Fish takes the hit by pitch. Didn't look like any intent there from Williams. I think that one just got away from him. Here's Milano, the right fielder. He's singled and stolen a base, flown out and been hit by a pitch. He's 1 for 2. Also scored a run. That's a ground ball to third. Larson to Torres Torioka to Bertotti, and is safe at first. Very close play. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. So Fish is erased, and Milano will replace him at first. Two down now here, and here's Steinman. Steinman came in for Tanner Moore, who went 0 for 3, struck out, grounded out, and reached on an error. He did score after reaching on an error. That was in the sixth. So line drive to second base, and Torres Torioka just sticks up his glove. One pitch, one out, and that'll end the inning. No runs here for the Oilers. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time. It's 8-3, Signal Hill. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably...
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the seventh here, Colt 45's down 8-3. Max Modeste leading off, and he flies out to right on one pitch. So there's one down here. Kyle LaFour bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. True Blood now is going to hit. Modeste, True Blood, Torres, Torioka, 8-9-1 hitters to start the inning. Modeste flyouts number 9 if you're scoring at home. True Blood had an RBI single in the fifth. He's 1-for-2. First pitch misses 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminds you to have a fun and safe summer. Make a plan to make it home and grab some buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on the radio here. That one's a little flare out into right. Coming in and no, going out is the second baseman. And making the play out there over the shoulder. Nicely done by the second baseman, Steinman. And a quick two down here. Torres Torioka now comes up. 1-for-3 with a single tonight. That was in the third. Torioka out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Comes up here with two down and nobody on now in the seventh. First pitch in there for a strike from Roman. And he's been good tonight. Hasn't blown anybody away. He's kept him off balance. Gotten up the label. Gotten on the end of the bat. Stayed off the sweet spot. 45 is just 3 runs here after exploding for a 12-1 victory last night. Ball down in the dirt now, 1-1. Zach Taylor would bat next, should Torioka reach here. One and one here on Ryan. Batting left-handed against the right-hander, Roman. That's a strike there, curveball at the knees. 1-2 now. One, two from Roman. A foul tip. Just got a piece of it. Looked like a slider off the end of the bat. Count remains 1-2 now. Another 1-2. That ball is lined foul down the left field line. We'll line up and do it again here. Some breaking news out of NBA free agency. 13-year veteran Dwayne Wade will reportedly sign with the Chicago Bulls and leave the Miami Heat, with whom he won 4 championships. 2-year deal for the 34-year-old Dwayne Wade. So the dominoes continue to fall after Kevin Durant joins the Warriors on a 2-year deal to form a super team. That ball is flied out to center field by Torioka on a 2-2 pitch. This will be the final out of the inning. 45s go down 1-2-3 in the seventh. We head to the top of the eighth. It's 8-3 Signal Hill Oilers. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town. At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of copays and coinsurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized healthcare for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the eighth here, Reading Colt 45 trailing 8-3 over the Signal, to the Signal Hill Oilers, I should say. Blake Williams getting ready to start his third inning of work. He relieved Deion Heron and threw the sixth and the seventh. Leading off is going to be Steven Castro. First pitch is fouled out of play, 0-1. Castro had a 2-run single in the second and an RBI single in the sixth. He's 2-for-3 with 3 RBI tonight out of the 8 hole. Good production at the bottom of the lineup for the Oilers tonight. Here's the 0-1 now from the Alturas right-hander. That ball is hit out into left field, just past a sliding Zach Taylor in the hole at short. That's going to be a leadoff single for Castro. Third hit of the night for him. That'll bring up Capociano. He's 0-for-3, reached on an error, struck out, grounded out. Activity in the 45's bullpen is left-hander Seth Kinnean. Kinnean was on the NorCal Sports Hour with me last night. Every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports Fix on the NorCal Sports Hour. We talk all things Raiders, Raiders, Niners, Warriors, Kings, A's, and Giants, as well as all your Colt 45s and your in-season high school standouts. First pitch is down to dirt, 1-0 to Capociano. Williams in the stretch, gets the sign, now he's ready. And a bunt attempt there, and he went around, yes he did not pull it back. And he missed it, 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser, reminding you to make a plan to make it home, have a fun, safe summer season, and grab some buds. That's a ground ball to short, this could be 2, 6, 4, 3, they got him, beautifully done. Taylor to Torres, Torioka to Bertotti. Can't draw it up any better than that. 6-4-3. And the leadoff single is erased. Two down now. And that'll be the top of the lineup. Dominic Colaccio, 1-for-4, had an RBI single his last time in the sixth. A reminder, we'll have game 3 of this series here tomorrow night, 7:15 start time right here on KCNR 1460. That's a ground ball towards second. This should end the inning. Torres Torioka takes it up and makes the throw on to first, 4-3. So a 1-2-3 inning by way of a double play. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 8-3 Signal Hill. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to 7 passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose 8 different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball here. Game 2 of a 3-game series against the visiting Signal Hill Oilers. 45's won last night convincingly 12-1. They trail here 8-3, a 5-run deficit. In the bottom of the eighth, leading off, it's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters in your lineup. Zach Taylor, Ryan Williams, and Jake Taylor. Zach Taylor led off the sixth with a walk. Eventually, came around to score, as did Williams, who singled and scored as they got two in that frame to cut it to the lead. Cut the lead to what it is right now, 8-3. So Taylor, Williams, Taylor, and here's Zach batting 327. He's 1-for-2 tonight, double and a walk. We've got some moves here for you for the Signal Hill Oilers. No substitutions, but we've got a new catcher. Castro has now moved to left, the catcher who started the game. And the first pitch misses there. Pitch of the new pitcher once that becomes available. Swing and a miss there by Taylor. One ball, one strike now. So Steven Castro now in left field. Erickson Fish is your pitcher, number 8. And Robbie Barham is now the catcher. So the DH has been burned. And Fish is now the pitcher. Two balls and one strike now on Taylor. That one misses high. Foul back to the screen. 2-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Reminding you to make a plan to make it home this summer. Grab some Buds. Our thanks to Budweiser and Foothill Distributing for their sponsorship of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR. Two balls, two strikes now. Fish in the windup. Pitches to Taylor. That ball is outside. 3-2 now. Full count to the Colt 45 shortstop. On deck is Ryan Williams, the number 3 hitter, your center fielder tonight. That's a line drive right at second base. Looks like he caught it on the short hop, but nonetheless he'll have plenty of time as that ball was hit pretty hard. 4-3 on the putout. Taylor is retired. So Williams now, who had a single and scored in the sixth, is also 1-for-3, hitting .329 at the moment. And Taylor's saying something to Williams on his way back to the dugout there. Not sure. Now he's stopping and saying something to Jake Taylor in the on-deck circle. So not sure what he saw during that at-bat, but passing it along to his teammates. First pitch inside there to Williams. 1-0. Two and oh now as that one misses as well. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Williams now, and that ball is grounded hard down the third baseline, foul. 2-1. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth. 45 is down 8-3, trying to get something going here. Middle lineup up right now with one out. Ryan Williams watches the strike there on the outside corner with the changeup. 2-2. And we're going to have time called here by the hitter. Now we're all lined up and ready to go. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Fish is ready now. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Williams down on strikes for the second out of the inning. So here's Jake Taylor. He's hitting .447, leading the team. Not far behind him, Jared Bertotti on deck. He's third on the team in hitting. That's a called strike, 0-1 now. Fish with a pretty steady pace here, swing and a miss there, and it's now 0-2 on Jake Taylor. O-2 pitch forthcoming here to Taylor. That ball very high, 1-2 now. Fish in the windup, the 1-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss, he struck him out, and that'll end the inning. 45s go down, 1-2-3. We head to the top of the ninth now. 8-3, Signal Hill. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some fun!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Seth Canine in for your Reading Colt 45s here, down 8-3 in the top of the ninth. So he'll try and keep the deficit right where it is. The lefty out of Corona, California, and Cal Baptist University fires a ball on the first pitch there. 1-0. Second pitch very high now, 2-0. It's going to be Tyler Wilbur, Reese Berberet, and Rob Barham. 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup here for Signal Hill. Canine in the windup. Here's the 2-0. That ball is down in the dirt. 3-0 now. Still trying to find the range. Seth was my guest on the NorCal Sports Hour last night. Talking some Angels. Talking some Cal Baptist baseball. Of course, Colt 45's baseball. It's a four-pitch walk here. To start the inning. Leadoff man is on. For Berberet. Berber, it's 2-for-4, but it's been two big ones. Two solo home runs in the third and the fifth. Two RBI on the night. Canine now in the stretch. First pitch there is high, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser reminding you to make a plan to make it home. Have a safe and fun holiday season. And grab some Buds. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Berber takes a call and strike on the outside corner with a fastball, 1-1 now. Larson about even with the bag at third. Bertotti holding the runner on at first, the 1-1. He's swinging a miss, got it right by him. Good fastball there, 1-2 now. Canine ready. He kicks and fires. Swinging a miss, he struck him out. So Berberet goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. One down now for Barham. Barham came in for the DH Vasquez. He's since gone 0-for-2. He's now switched to the catcher's position, so they burned the DH pitcher Fish in the lineup. He's gone to the pitcher spot. That ball fouled out of play, 0-1 now into the parking lot. Run around first, one down here in the top of the ninth. Signal Hill leading 8-3. Seth Canine on the mound. Here's the 0-1. And that's a curveball in there for a strike. Nicely done. On the outside corner, 0-2 now. Gets the sign from Trueblood. Now he comes set. The 0-2. Fastball just barely got a piece of it. And it looks like that might have nicked Trueblood. He takes a walk. Looks like he got his throwing hand. And he's ready to go now. Reading native Zach Trueblood behind the plate today. Already has an RBI single. He's played pretty good defense behind the plate there as well, but just not enough offense for the 45s here so far tonight. They trail 8-3 here in the top of the ninth. Oh, two pitches, fouled back. We'll line up and do it again. Already one strikeout here for Canine on the inning. In 9 appearances, he's pitched 14 and two-thirds coming into tonight, allowed just 3 earned runs, an ERA of 1.84, 24 strikeouts in 14 and two-thirds, now 25 and 15 even with the first strikeout here tonight. So nearly 2 strikeouts an inning for the Corona California left-hander. That ball misses outside, 1 and 2 now. Rattati still holding the runner on at first, big hole on the right side. The 1-2 from Kanin to Barham. And that's a curveball in the outside corner, frozen. Geared up for the fastball, and that looping curveball finds the outside corner. And a beauty, second strikeout of the inning for Kanin. This one looking. And after the leadoff walk, 2 consecutive strikeouts, that'll bring up Erickson Fish. He's 2-for-3, home run, single, hit by a pitch. He also struck out once. He scored twice, 1 RBI on the night. Had a solo home run in the 5th. 2 batters after Barham. Also hit a home run in that inning. First pitch misses here with a breaking ball. Looked like a slider, 1-0. Kanin now is set. He's ready. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's a swing and a miss on a fastball right down at the knees, perhaps a little below the knees. Good pitcher's pitch there. 1-1 now. A reminder, we'll have game 3 of this series tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR 1460. Come out to the park and join us. Just $5 a ticket, best $5 you'll spend all summer long. That'll be game 10 of 13 games in 13 nights. All of them available here for you on the radio. Here's a 2-1. Called strike on the inside corner. Tried to dance out of the way of that one, but it's called strike nonetheless. On Fish. 2-2 now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Kanin looking for his 3rd strikeout of the inning. Comes set. He's ready now with the 2-2. And a beautiful pitch. A curveball and one of the ugliest swings you'll ever see is he had him way out in front. No chance at that one. 3 strikeouts on the inning for Kanin. Lead remains at 8-3. 45's got some work to do here coming up in the bottom of the 9th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the 9th here, Colt 45's need to get a rally going, trailing 8-3, 5-run deficit. It's going to be Jared Bertotti up first. Bertotti, Heath, Larson, 5-6-7. Bertotti 0-for-2 tonight. He's also been hit by a pitch. Takes a called strike there from Fish. That ball outside now, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swinging a miss there. Got it right by him. Rattati hitting .385 on the season. Down 1-2 here. That ball misses now, 2-2. Hunter Heath on deck. He would be next. He's 0 for 2, also been hit by a pitch. Similar line to Bertotti there. That one misses, a full count now. Here's the payoff pitch to Bertotti. That ball is high, and he walked him. So from 1-2, he works it all the way back full and draws the walk. Good at bat there by the Simpson University Redhawk, Jared Bertotti. And the leadoff man is on here. So here's Heath. Hit by a pitch, 0 for 2. Bertotti being held on at first base. First pitch very high. Looked like a slider that didn't slide. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser encourages you to make a plan to make it home. Have a great summer. And grab some Buds. Crowd sponsors the Colt 45s. A 1-0 pitch is hit hard to short. 6-4. And no safe at first is Heath. A diving stop over there at short, taking away a hit. Beautiful play over there by Wilbur. But it'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. Heath, to his credit, hustling all the way down the line despite the hard hit ball. So Bertotti is erased. Heath replaces him at first. One down now. And here's Chase Larson. 0 for 3 tonight. Grounded out 3 times. First pitch is down in the dirt. 1-0 here. One out, runner on first. Max Modeste is on deck. He would be next. Swing and looked like a check swing, and he did not go. Held up there, very close. Larson now up 2-0. Two balls, no strikes here on Chase Larson. 8-3 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. One out, runner on first. That's a foul ball back to the screen. Two balls, one strike now on the Palisadro native. Two-one pitch here, forthcoming to Larson from Fish, and he watches one down in the dirt. 3-1 now, hitters count. 45s need base runners here, down by 5, with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Runner on first now. The 3-1 to Larson. He watches one in the dirt, so another walk. Second walk of the inning for Fish. Runners on first and second now. That'll bring up Max Modeste. He's 0 for 3 tonight. The lefty, left fielder, batting against the right-hander. Nobody in the bullpen for the Oilers, so it's Fish's inning for now. Although with a pretty short bench, they've usually been bringing in other position players to come in and pitch. So they're going to leave him in there. The umpire comes out and breaks up the meeting at the mound. Modeste now going to go down and talk to his third base coach. First and second, one down here. Tying run still in the dugout. 45s need to keep the line moving here. One down. It's been walk, fielder's choice, walk. To start the inning, here's Modeste. Fish comes set. First pitch of the at-bat here. Very high, 1-0. Runners take their leads, not being held on. Fish now comes set. Here's the 1-0. That one down in the dirt. So high with the first one, low with the second one. And it's 2-0 here. Already walked two men in the inning. Modeste now up 2-0. Looking for a pitch he can step into here with a hitter's count. That's a called strike there on the inside corner. 2-1 now. On deck, Trueblood, then the top of the lineup, Torres, Torioka to follow. Two balls, one strike now. Fish comes set. Gets the sign from Barham. The 2-1. That's a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit. Coming around to score from second. No, they're going to hold him up is Heath. So everybody moves up 90 feet. The base is now loaded. Modeste now 1-for-4 on the evening. Larson to second. Heath to third. One down here in the bottom of the ninth. Zach Trueblood, he's 1-for-3. RBI single in the fifth. We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia and test drive one today. And I reserve the right to change the Kia drive of the game should we have a slightly more exciting hit here in the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded here, one out. Tying run in the on-deck circle. First pitch is in there for a strike at the belt. 0-1. Just one out here in the bottom of the ninth. 45's down by five, but they've got the bases loaded for catcher Zach Trueblood. The Redding native plays his college ball down at Academy of the Arts College. Looking for a big hit or even a walk right here. And that's a check swing, but it's a called strike anyway. So a quick 0-2 here on Trueblood. Coming out in the on-deck circle now is Sean Sutton, so he's likely to pinch hit for Torres Torioka. Here's the 0-2 from Fish. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a slider outside. Trueblood goes down on strikes. Two outs now, and the 45s down to their last out. And we will have a pinch hitter. It's going to be Sutton, the lefty. The All-Western Athletic Conference first baseman out of Seattle University, Sean Sutton. Number 33, Sean Sutton. Sutton had a pretty good night last night. Went 2-for-3 with two singles. Also had a sac fly and two RBI. And drew a walk, so he has the night off here tonight until there's two outs in the bottom of the ninth. No pressure, Sean. Bases loaded. With two down now. Runners take their leads. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Looked like a pitcher's pitch, but nonetheless, it's 0-1. Sutton, the powerful lefty. Just needs to reach base as the tying run's still in the on-deck circle. That's a line drive foul off the netting to the left. Down the third baseline, it's 0-2, and the 45 is now down to their last strike. Fans exhorting Sutton now. Trying to make something happen here in the bottom of the ninth. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that's the ball game. So the 45s load the bases in the bottom of the ninth, but unable to score. Your final score tonight, Signal Hill Oilers 8, Redding Colt 45s 3. The winning pitcher for Signal Hill is Jay Roman. Losing pitcher tonight for your Redding Colt 45s is lefty Dion Heron. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. Once again, your final score 8-3 Oilers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's winners last night, 12-1. Signal Hill Oilers get their revenge tonight with an 8-3 victory. Winning pitcher for the Signal Hill Oilers is Jay Roman, the right-hander. Losing pitcher for your Colt 45's tonight, Dion Heron, the lefty. Final stat line here for your Reading Colt 45's. Just six hits. Result in three runs as they scored early and often last night in a 12-1 victory, just unable to get it going tonight against righty Jay Roman. We'll have the rubber match for you tomorrow night, 7:15 start time here on KCNR 1460. Tonight was game number 9 of 13 games in 13 nights. Tomorrow will be game 3 of this series, and we open up a 3-game series against the Fairfield Indians Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get the entire schedule on Reading Colt 45's. .com and make sure you sign up your youngsters for the July 11th, 12th, and 13th Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Have them come and play with and learn from all your favorite Reading Colt 45s. Also want to get in one more promo for you. You can win two tickets to a San Francisco Giants game. Just come to the ball game on July 15th wearing your Major League Baseball gear, whichever team you are, Giants. And you can buy raffle tickets for a chance to win two tickets to see a Giants game, $1 for one ticket, $10 for 15 tickets. Wear your MLB gear on MLB night on Tiger Field on Friday, July 15th, and you have a chance to win two tickets to the Giants game. Tough game tonight for the 45s as Dion Heron takes the loss 8-3. Again, just six hits for your 45s. Nobody had more than one hit as they were held in check all night. The offense that exploded early and often had just two innings where they did not score last night. Only pushed across one in the fifth and two in the sixth tonight as they lose 8-3. Three home runs for the Oilers on the evening. Rubber match tomorrow night, 7:15. We'll be here with you a few minutes before for the Reading Colt 45's pregame show brought to you by Turtle Bay. For my engineer at the studio, Jared King, I've been Kyle DeFore. For all of our sponsors, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Foothill Distributing, and Budweiser, and Reading Kia, want to thank you for listening tonight. Once again, final score, 8-3, Signal Hill Oilers over your hometown Reading Colt 45's rubber match tomorrow night at 7:15. Hope to see you at the ballpark. If not, make sure you tune in here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Signal Hill 8, Reading 3. Have a good night, everybody.
America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy's ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Business Rockstars.
Radio America.
Taking the big news of the day seriously. But not much else. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. So one of the big debates that is raging right now, I didn't know about this until recently, is the pool at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's right there on the National Mall. It's gorgeous. And it's not a swimming pool, though. So the National Park Service spokesman, Bill Lyne, said it's illegal to walk or wade in the water or splash others in the pool. He's like, look, he says it's considered to be highly disrespectful to World War II veterans. There should be a high level of respect and decorum displayed at all times in the memorial. So I've been there. I've been there with my son before. I allowed him to put his hands in it, and we sat by it, but we did not get in it because right. I'm like, that's not a pool. That's like a thing you look at and you think why this is here, and you think about the people that it was built for. You don't stick your feet in it, you know? Right.
Well at a neighborhood mall.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And it took a little bit for them to even get that memorial. Remember the World
War? A little bit?
Yeah,
pay for it themselves.
I'm understating it, obviously, yeah. But, I mean, this was something that they really fought for. Why this wasn't automatically something that they did, create this memorial is beyond me, but World War II veterans had to fight to get this thing
mm-hmm.
up.
So they... Some say that there's nothing inappropriate about wading into the water, that it's a nice place to relax and cool off after a long day. There are signs that say don't wade or throw coins in the water, but people are still wading in it anyway, and they play in the water. I just don't think that's what you should be doing. It's not what you do. If you get caught or if you're being disrespectful, a park ranger will ask you to stop and go. But you don't bring pets to the World War II Memorial. And I guess maybe it's because the water in the World War II Memorial, it's filtered water, because in the tidal basin and the reflecting pool, it's just water from the Potomac, and it's not crystal clear like it is in the World War II Memorial, you know? So I don't know if maybe that's what people are, you know, maybe they think, oh, because it's clear, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But it's not for wading. It's not that. You don't do that with it. But I'm not quite sure why is it a debate? It's a memorial. Some say, well, you can just sit on the edge and get your feet and ankles wet, but don't wade in it. It's a memorial. You don't. When we were there, I saw people wading in it. And I was there with my oldest son a few years ago. I had to speak out at George Washington University, and I took him with me. And we went and looked and took pictures. And he was like, my oldest even was like, can you get in it or do you not get in it? Because he was even confused because he knows it's a memorial, and he's like, why are some people in it? Like, that's a great question. I don't know why. It's not a pool. It's not, you know, there's not a lifeguard there. It's not a pool. It's a memorial. It's not, you're not supposed to go and have swim, happy party, fun times in it, you know? 844-344 Dana. I don't know. What do you guys think? Kevin calling out from Indiana, WIBC. Kevin, welcome to the show. What do you think about this? Do you think it's a memorial and that you shouldn't wait in it, or where do you stand on it?
Oh, Dana, first, thanks for taking my phone call. But I think it's extremely inappropriate. I told the call screener that it'd be about like going to a cemetery and finding one of the eternal flames that's burning on somebody's grave and roasting a hot dog on it. You just don't do that. I mean, it's there. If you have a hot dog, why not? That seems to be the thinking of it. My grandfather died in World War II, and that is very, very much unappreciated. I've never been there to see it. I would like to go see it one of these days, but that's horribly unappreciated.
Yeah, see, I'm agreeing with you on that, Kevin. I appreciate the call in because it's supposed to be, it's a memorial. And to me, I would just think, like, what if you're a World War II veteran and they're too far and few between anymore, and you're rolling up to it, and you see, you know, people are in the, it just, to me, it's not supposed to be like a pool like that. Gayla calling up from Indianapolis. Gayla, welcome to Online 2. Welcome to the program. What are your thoughts on this debate?
I agree with you. It is a memorial and should be treated with respect, but it's a sign of the general disrespect of a lot of people in this country.
Mm.
I mean, people were washing their feet in the airport sinks, and they had to put in foot washing sinks just for them. They can't seem to stop people from letting their kids grab the sharks at the zoo, and that can kill the sharks. So it's just a sign of the times.
Yeah, I appreciate the call in. Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's like out of all the places to go. I mean, if you wanted to, there are pools around there. You can go there, and I just don't think that's a thing that you should be doing. It's just.
And why is there no one there saying that to people?
If I would say something to someone,
right,
well,
because
that's me, because I'm that way, I would just be like, yeah, it's not a pool. Get your stank feet out of it. It's not a pool. That's me, though. That's me. I mean, am I being mean? Is that? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's to me, I'm like. This is a monument for, like, our grandpas and, you know, those World War II veterans who served, and you're supposed, I mean, it's reflection, and you're not supposed, it just, no, you just don't do that. To me, it just seems, and I think parents should, you know, teach their kids a little bit of respect there.
Oh,
you know,
no doubt.
It's not something that you go, you see, the thing is that our generations are so far removed from serious conflicts like that. I mean, not from conflict in general, but I mean from a world-consuming conflict like that.
Yeah, and I can see
we don't understand the price.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, that's never been taught. Like, for the perspective of the price paid for this.
Lorraine says that waiting in the World War II Memorial is like throwing a kegger in front of the Vietnam Wall. So disrespectful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just that's not what
there aren't swing sets and sandboxes around this thing. It's like, please, this is a memorial.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just, that's not for it. I have a story to tell you. So for Independence Day, for the fire, we were in a parking lot of a restaurant watching the fireworks in our town. And it was, you know, I mean, it was, they were awesome. They were big. They how the big fireworks blast and all of that. And I happened to notice this little old man and his wife and a small group of people leave the restaurant. They were walking out of the restaurant as the fireworks were exploding in the sky. And he didn't seem to be bothered. I mean, he like didn't care about the fireworks at all. Like he just like walked right. I mean, they're huge. They're huge. And it's boom, boom, like cannon fire. And he didn't even faze him. And he just was not even paying attention to him at all. And like it was an everyday occurrence. And that struck me. And I looked at him and I noticed because of the way that the streetlights were and, you know, my kids were talking in that and other people were talking. And I noticed part of his hat had like TRAN on one side. And it was the big gold embroidery that you see. My grandpa had a hat like that. And he was in World War II. And he had a hat. It was a blue hat. And it had the big gold embroidered, you know, World War II veteran. And it had USS Alabama and all that stuff that, you know, he was on. So I'm like, and as I read that and as it clicked, because I didn't even know he was a veteran. I just thought he was this little old man coming out. And as I read that, our youngest son had already seen it. And this guy's like scooting past us, going down to the parking lot towards his car. And our son took off for him. And so he goes out to him and I see him extend his hand. And I couldn't hear what they were saying because the fireworks were going and I couldn't hear and I couldn't even read their lips. And I saw him, my little guy, stick out his hand, and the old veteran, he bent down, and he was listening. You could tell he was really listening hard because it's kind of noisy. And then he shook my youngest son Ewan's hand. He shook his hand, and they talked for a little bit more. And then really slowly, after they talked for a few minutes more, he held out his hand like they do how they shake solemnly. He held out very deliberately, very purposefully. And he grasped Ewan's hand and he shook it very slowly and solidly. And then he walked away. Then Ewan came back over and stood there. And I'm, like, watching all of this.
This is all unsolicited?
Yeah, I'm watching all of this, like, what on earth just happened?
Wow.
And I looked at him and I said, so what did he say? And I said, what was that? I said, what was that about? What did he say? And he said, well, I remember you saying that there aren't any more World War II veterans anymore. He goes, we don't know any anymore. Because his great grandpa and my, you know, his dad's grandpa, and my passed. Grandpa are passed away.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We don't have anybody anymore that had served. They're all dead. And he said, I went over to him and I thanked him for his service. And he said, and I told him how we didn't know any more World War II veterans. And so that guy said, well, when you're in class and you're talking about World War II, you tell your teacher that you know a Marine who served in the South Pacific in World War II.
Wow.
And that's when he shook his hand. And he was just very matter of fact about it. You know, it's like, I told him that we didn't know any. He wanted to know one.
Right.
I thought that was so cool. And that was really neat.
That's
and I
the
could,
best.
Yeah, that was really cool. But that's the kind of stuff, you know, instead of having our kids like jumping and splashing around in the fountains. And it's not like we tell our kids either. And this is what gets me a little, because I'm like, how does he figure this stuff out? Because we don't say, well, this is how we want you to act if you do this or if you do this. We always just say, if you see somebody in uniform, you be a man and you be a polite person. You thank them for your service. You be a lady. You thank them for their service. You extend a hand. You show respect. And, you know, we've told them about, because I'm a huge World War II history buff, World War I and World War II, huge. Like anything on it, I read it, I watch it, any of it. And so the kids just, you know, they grow up with it. And it's amazing how all the times that you don't think that they're listening, they are. And all the times that you don't think that they're really paying attention or that you're just doing something that interests you, you don't really realize how much they're actually getting out of it. But that was just crazy. And he told us, you know, little old World War II veteran. He's like, well, we don't know. He said, we don't know any World War II veterans anymore. And that was just, and I really wondered how that veteran interpreted that. You know, I would have loved to known what, and he was making his poor wife wait, his elderly wife. They were all standing there looking at him and waiting to get in the car and leave. I think they were trying to beat the crowds before the fireworks were over. But it was really neat to see. And I didn't quite know how to react. I didn't want to be like, oh, you and your food tomorrow, thank you for doing it. Because I don't want, you should do that. You know, and I that's behavior you should do anyway. So anyway, but I told him, I said, I appreciated what he did. But yeah, it was really neat. Yeah. So don't be swimming in the World War II Memorial.
No.
Because if I'm there, I'll say something to you. And if you're there and you see somebody doing this, say something to them. Just be like, no, let's have some respect. Let's show a little respect. That's not how we do. And plus, seriously, do you seriously think they put chlorine in there? I'm just asking. Like, I wouldn't want to. No, don't do that. Just don't. Our sponsor this quarter hour, our friends at Casper Mattress. This is such a comfortable mattress. Look, I don't know what your bed situation is. So, like, in Texas, it's hot, right? Well, everywhere it's pretty much hot. Maybe you're one of those people that you die at night practically because it's so hot. It's hard for you to get comfortable. And you could crank your AC down to the lowest of low, but then you're going to be paying an arm and a leg in utility bills. So why not upgrade your mattress? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. Here's the thing. Casper has been awarded Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It's one of the most awarded mattresses of the century. It's a startup. They revolutionized the mattress industry, these guys. It's invented. Casper uses two high-tech foams, and you are guaranteed a structured, comfortable, supportive sleep. And the foams are breathable. They're specially engineered to allow air to circulate, so you are guaranteed to sleep cool and comfortable. And here's the other thing. Your Casper mattress ships to you for free in a box so small you're going to think it's a trick. But they do that so it's simple to get your mattress from your front door to your bedroom. They let you try it in your own home for 100 nights with no risk. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. So I upgraded my Casper months ago. I went and upgraded to a Casper. You should join me. Try it in your own home for 100 nights, free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com, use code Dana50, and you'll get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, Dana50, get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Go and get a copy if you have not yet. Particularly if you want a heartwarming, funny read as to why we are in the position that we are in politically and culturally. So if you want some irony, Twitchy caught the attorney for Bradley Manning, said that the attorney for Bradley Manning is shocked and outraged that the Army provided confidential medical information to the press. Bueller? How amazing is that? Irony. They're mad. The attorney said that Nancy Hollander said in a statement she was shocked and outraged that an official at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, where Manning is imprisoned, provided confidential medical information about Manning to the media, but had not shared anything with her team. So I wonder what they say. So now you know what that's like. We don't have a rule of law anymore. It wasn't their intent.
Right. So they're totally innocent. Obviously.
Right. I mean, it was just a mistake. It wasn't their intent. Get over it. You know, just stop. It wasn't anybody. It wasn't their intent. This, looking at some of the, we have the president too on Afghanistan. We're going to discuss some of this tomorrow. So after, I don't know what the progress in Afghanistan has been. The administration hasn't put out any sort of objective. We know we don't have an objective in Libya because we've had generals say that. He admitted that the security situation in Afghanistan is precarious, and now he's going to order that force only be reduced by 1,400. He was going to remove nearly half of the 9,800 American troops planned by the end of the year. So he had said, I'm not going to allow Afghanistan to be used as a safe haven for terrorists again. We're no longer engaged in a major ground war, but the fight is not over. So the Taliban has a resurgence, and it's effective enough to actually slow down the levels by which we are reducing our soldiers.
Wait a minute, the JV team's doing that?
So how does that make any, it doesn't make any sense. We're going to talk about that tomorrow and explore that in depth.
Also tomorrow we'll have a few Navy SEALs on the program because, you know, obviously we want to say thanks for their service, but there's a conversation we want to have in the state of Missouri.
Yeah.
And that'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, we were gonna have one today, but now apparently others want to talk at it. It has do with that ISIS hunting license or something that one of the gubernatorial candidates in Missouri is using to raise money off of. Well, it's angered a lot of Navy SEALs, and they're speaking out. So a bunch of them, they wanted to all be on, and they're because they're mad. They're mad about it, and they're going to talk about this tomorrow on the program. Today in stupidity, what do we have?
Well, President Obama, who was on the stump for Hillary yesterday, said a lot of amazing things from, you know, Hillary knows what it takes to be commander-in-chief. You know, she's Teflon. Unless you're Native American, you come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
He also said that Hillary is, quote, the Energizer Buzzy. He does say Buzzy. Let's hear it.
And then during the primaries again and again, I saw how even when things didn't go her way, she just stand up straighter and come back stronger.
She has cover. Or wouldn't she?
She didn't give up. She didn't pout. She just kept on going. She was the Energizer Buzzy. She just kept on.
Buzzy.
She's the Energizer Buzzy.
She just kept going.
She keeps going. She keeps going, roping reporters.
Fueled by hate and rage and total blind ambition. She just keeps propelling forward. It is Hillary Clinton. She is the destructor. Come upon you now. Vote for her, Vagina 2016. Be with her. That is her logo, her slogan. Good heavens.
All the endorsements.
I think she's like a White Walker from Game of Thrones, if you think about it.
If I watched the show, I'd know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Dana on the Blaze tonight at 5 p.m. Central. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Go and get your copy. Folks, have a great night. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House is refusing to comment on the FBI's damaging assessment of Hillary Clinton's handling of classified email. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked directly about the FBI's conclusion that Clinton was extremely careless with sensitive documents and that contradicted her past explanations about her emails.
I just don't have a presidential reaction to the investigation to share. And the reason for that is the investigation is still being evaluated by Department of Justice prosecutors.
Earnest said President Obama did not discuss the FBI findings with Clinton when they campaigned together on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, FBI Director James Comey has been summoned to appear before the House Oversight Committee Thursday to answer questions on just how he came to his conclusion not to recommend charges against Clinton. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said after talking with Comey and other prosecutors, she's closed the case. President Obama scrapping plans to cut American forces in Afghanistan by half before leaving office. He says he'll leave 8,400 troops to address the country's precarious security situation. Tempers are tight in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a black man was shot and killed in a scuffle with two white police officers early Tuesday. A video has surfaced on the Internet which may show conflicting details of the incident. Governor John Bel Edwards made a quick call to the U.S. Justice Department to ask for help.
I want to announce that the lead agency conducting the investigation in this matter will be the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. They will be assisted by the Middle District of Louisiana U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI.
Conservative opposition put a House Republican gun and anti-terrorism bill in jeopardy Wednesday. House Speaker Paul Ryan says they're addressing the concerns.
We have members from both sides of the aisle who want to make improvements, who want to make changes to the bill. We want to make sure we get it right. The last thing we're going to do is rush something to the floor that we don't have right.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882, or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
U.S. services firms expanded last month at the fastest pace since November. It's good news for the U.S. economy.
The Institute for Supply Management says its non-manufacturing index rose to 56.5 in June from 52.9 in May. Production, new orders, and export orders grew faster, while employment went up last month after contracting in May. Services have been a source of strength for the American economy. The ISM Services Index has shown growth for 77 straight months.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Employees of private service companies hold 71% of American jobs, not including farm workers. And services firms account for 94% of the 12.9 million jobs created since the Great Recession ended in June 2009. Dwayne Wade's leaving the Miami Heat after 13 seasons, saying he'll sign a two-year, $47 million deal. with the Chicago Bulls. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A British inquiry 7 years in the making finds that Britain's decision to go to war in Iraq was a failure born of flawed intelligence and a lack of oversight. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma from London.
The 2.6 million word Iraq inquiry report is an exhaustive verdict on the divisive conflict. Chairman John Chilcott says Britain had participated in the war before other options had been considered.
We have concluded that the UK chose to join the invasion of Iraq before the peaceful options for disarmament had been exhausted.
Chilcott's refrained from saying whether the invasion was illegal and hasn't accused the then Prime Minister Tony Blair of deliberately misleading the public or lawmakers. But Chilcott's added that the circumstances in which it was decided that there was a legal basis for British military action were far from satisfactory. Charles de Ledesma, London.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Can you tell me who I am? I hit my head and I can't remember.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Johnny B.
Hey, Johnny B.
B. Johnny B.
Call Brandmeier's voicemail line 24 hours a day.
866-JBV-MAIL.
Call off the air.
To get on the air.
Which one of you is JB?
JB's gone global.
Johnny B.
Streaming worldwide on the web.
Who are you?
My name is John.
Johnny B.
866-JBV-MAIL, working it off Broadway. You can't hang around and get on the line live, and we're not live where you are in America. 844-4JB-SHOW, direct line, 844, the number 4-JB-SHOW, or use the voicemail. We listen, 866-JBV-MAIL. Love to know where you're calling from.
Yeah, Roland Burris, Johnny, former junior senator Roland Burris of the state of Illinois. I saw Sinead O'Connor, Sinead O'Connor, down there by the lake shore, and I'm so happy they found her because she looked in distress, Johnny. She was trying to get into my mausoleum and trying to get me to put her in that mausoleum and kill her. I said, no, Sinead, I'm not going to kill you. You got to go back home. And Sinead O'Connor said, what the hell? I said, Sinead, look at her. I got chunks of chicks like you must do. And she said, wow. And I said, hey, look at her. I said, look at her, Sinead. You better go back home because the world be worried about you, Sinead O'Connor. And she went home. I hear that she found a safe lady down there. I saved Sinead O'Connor. I saved her, Donna.
No, he sounds like he's pounded up. 866-JBV-MAIL. Work your stuff out off Broadway. This guy has a voicemail from an IRS dude. Let's listen.
Hey, Johnny B. This is Ken from West Chicago. Hey, listen, I listen to you guys all the time, and I know you've been dealing with the IRS calls. So I actually got one about 10 minutes ago, so I wanted to play that for you.
Time sensitive. We are calling you from investigation team of IRS. We have just received a notification regarding your tax filings from the headquarters, which will get expired in next 24 working hours. And once it gets expired after that, you will be taken under custody by the local cops, as there are 4 serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment. We would request you to get back to us so that we can discuss about this case before taking any legal action against you. The number to reach us is
509-293-4352.
509-293-4352. 4352. Thank you.
Have fun with it, Johnny. Talk to you later.
Bye. Yeah. Okay, I got to get the number again. Joe, did you get that number? I got to get the... Yeah, dial it up.
He's going to be taken under custody.
Under custody. And that's the worst one because they're not really... They're not... it's a computer. And you, that one you know is not real. It's fake IRS scams, ladies and gentlemen. If they call, they ask for money. No one will ever, ever do that from the IRS.
Investigation team of the IRS. How can I help you?
Yeah, how are you from the IRS?
How are you from the IRS?
I got... Hello? You hear that? We got an answer back. He picked the phone up. I didn't realize.
Seems like he made you.
Right away, I was too, effusive. I was too energetic. I didn't realize I was just talking to you, and then the phone rang. Dial it again. I'll try to be more scared. But now he knows.
Yeah, Buzz, do it.
It's the first time.
Yeah, Buzz, you do it. No, Hector, you do it. Hector.
Yeah, Hector.
Dial it up. Okay, Hector, you're doing it. Okay, but he's not going to pick it up now. There's no way. That squatter story still got me.
Investigation team of the IRS, how can I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I got a message to call this number. There's like a problem with my taxes or something.
You got a voice message on the same number which you're calling me right now?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a second. I'll just pull out your case file details to let you know about this. Sir, I can't find out here in my system. Can you please help me out with your phone number, which you got a voice message from our site? On which number you got a voice message?
Yeah, it was 866.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Sorry?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
866, after that?
5 2 8 6 2 4 5.
You got a voice message on this number?
I did.
Okay. You're just making me a fool?
What's that?
You're just thinking that I'm a fool who was sitting over here.
Well, that's the number that I got the message at. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I'm calling you because that's the number that was left for me on this number. So, I mean, how else would I get this message?
No, he hangs up. nuts. I wanted to go after the guy. That's unbelievable. Now, here's the most amazing part of that call. If you just joined us, that's a fake IRS number. A voicemailer left us a message and gave us a number. As many of you people do, I say these. If you get a message from someone claiming to be the IRS and they tell you to call them back immediately and they give you a number, record it, let us hear it, take the number down, and we will dial it, which we just did. But here is the amazing part. Did you hear how many calls were going on that line?
Behind, complete call center.
It was a call center of crazy. It was a call center from hell. Everyone on that in that room where that dude was, wherever he was, everyone was working the scam. Everyone. Wow.
The problem is they see the number that you're calling from, and they have a record of the numbers they're calling, so they can actually check.
And then they know if they dialed it. What number did you give him, by the way?
I gave him our line, 866-4.
Wow, that is just blowing me away.
Hector did have a good answer, though. I got the number on a different phone, and I'm taking the time to call you now.
Right.
But I thought the room full of people was a sound effect.
Oh, no. Oh, maybe.
It could be.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was. Maybe. Hold on one second.
The busy IRS office.
Yes, it sounds like everybody. But I, at one point, heard three times someone say, "You're under arrest." Did you hear that? You could hear it.
I heard something about taxes.
Taxes, you're under arrest. I could hear it. I don't think that's a tape, Buzz.
Well, it could be a tape with the right things that they're saying in order for people to actually hear it and be afraid. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get arrested.
Right.
Professionals.
Wow. Okay, get this. Along the same lines, in Dodge County, Wisconsin, right down the road from my hometown.
Wait a second. Johnny.
Call the guy again?
The IRS, all those calls had to be fake because the IRS doesn't call you.
Every one of them.
Well, can you imagine if those are actual calls happening right at that moment, how many people are being taken advantage of?
A lot of people.
If it's for real, if it's not a recording.
Okay, no, I'll give you some facts. IRS, numerous warnings about the scam going on. From 2013, 896,000 people have complained to the IRS about the scam phone call. Investigators have learned of more than 5,000 victims who paid at least, are you ready for this, $26.5 million to the scammers. Scammers will call consumers and demand immediate payment and threaten jail time if hundreds of dollars are not paid by prepaid debit card or wire transfer. If you receive one of those calls, hang up. Listen to this. In Dodge County, Wisconsin, over the weekend, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt was curious when he checked his voicemail to find a message from the Internal Revenue Service. He was told the IRS is filing a lawsuit against you, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. The phone number on his caller ID was, are you ready? 605, don't dial it yet, just write it down, 605-291-6542. In theory, a number registered in South Dakota. The sheriff called the number back twice, ended up speaking to a man who identified himself as Malma Dali, who said he was working in Afghanistan. And he admitted to the sheriff he was scamming people for the IRS, pretending to be from the IRS. He said, I'm the sheriff in Dodge County, Wisconsin. I had a complaint about this number, and I'm trying to confirm that this is, in fact, the IRS. Guy says, no, sir, this is not the IRS. This is a scam. Later in the conversation, sheriff says again, he asked the guy, why are you scamming our citizens? And he said, this is our job, sir. I mean, what the hell happened to that sheriff, man? He's in Wisconsin. And I want to talk to this dude.
Why would they admit it?
But I have no idea. Maybe the sheriff was a convincing sounding guy. I said, listen, in other words, maybe you admit it because you know you're never going to get caught. You're in Afghanistan working an IRS scam. Where are they going to come and get you?
Right.
I wonder if those were real numbers. Anyway, they issued the warning. They will never do it. They're not going to ask you to go to a grocery store and get a prepaid card. They are not going to ask you to give them money in any other ways. They're just not going to do it.
The purpose of this call is to let you know that we have received a legal petition notice against you concerning a tax evasion. So before we file a case against you in the courthouse and before you get arrested, kindly call us back on our callback number. The number to reach me, that is 202-684-6608.
That's another number. All right, Joe, give me the number that the sheriff gave, that the guy got from the sheriff. 605-291, dial it. 605-291-6542. Because this is the one where the sheriff got the guy to admit he was scamming him.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
So once you dial it, are you sure you dialed it correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So once you told the sheriff it's a scam number, it's not going to work.
Move on.
Yeah. What's the number of that guy? Do you have the Ken number, the Ken IRS number?
Yeah.
Okay, dial that number again. Now let's see what happens. Buzz, you talk to the guy that Hector just talked to. I just want to hear the background, too, a bit. Okay, you're calling. But Buzz, give them the number 844. No, see, they all know 844 number's not right. 844-452-7469. What happened? Dial it. Make sure it's the right number. Sheriff, so he gets the sheriff's the only guy I ever got him to admit it was fake. Yeah, it's fake. Although I got a guy to swear at me, yell at me. scream at me.
Well, when the phone call goes south,
service to investigation team. May I help you?
Yes, I'm returning a call from the IRS. They called my home and left me a message.
Okay, sir. So I'll let you know about that. So first of all,
will you please tell
me your phone number on which you have received a phone call from our side, so that we can pull out your case file details and let you know more about this.
Uh-huh. Right. The phone, my home number is 844-452-7469. Mm-hmm. I'm calling you from work now.
It's 844-452-7469. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so did you receive the call today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
It's 844-452-7469.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just be on hold, sir. Let me check. So are you sure that on this number you have received a call?
Yeah, that was the number. It said I owe a lot of money. And, I need to find out about that.
Okay, no problem. So I'm sorry to say that I can't be able to find the information on our system. I'm sorry.
What? You're the IRS.
We're the IRS, so we can't be able to find this number on our system.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're a stinking little liar, you little scam psycho. Where are you right now? Then he hangs up. Hey, you scammer. Yeah, you hear that noise in the background? Do you believe still that when you were listening, do you still believe that was fake, like automated pre-noise?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I think it's some guy sitting in a room by himself, and he's got that on a CD or something.
I guess. Okay, I guess because if you call like this.
Yes, hello? Yeah, hold on a minute. Yeah, this is the
yeah, you're right, right? It wouldn't sound official enough, right? Wow. Hey, Ken, thanks for the voicemail, 866-JBV-mail. So Ken, the listener, got the IRS guy, and that's the guy. He's picking up the phone lines. That's fantastic. You got him out there. Get him to us. You can put him on MP3s at brandmeyershow@gmail.com, or you can leave him like Ken did on the voicemail. IRS will never, ever, ever call you. Don't tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your grandma, tell your grandpa. Don't let them scam you. Don't let them do it.
The IRS will never call you or email you. They will send you an official letter in the mail if you owe taxes. They will never demand an immediate payment or require you to wire money.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio. Beginning August 5th on NBC.
TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
The Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah, 844-4JB-SHOW. When the phone lines work, America's favorite chain restaurant, according to a new study, number one. I guarantee you, Buzz, you don't know the answer to this one.
I'm going to say something weird. Culver's or something?
Nope. Oh, I love Culver's. Good outfit.
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory, number one.
Really?
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory is now America's favorite chain restaurant. Giant portions, every type of cuisine on one menu, and dessert is mandatory. Thus, it's called the Cheesecake Factory. What, number two is the Melting Pot. What's that? I've seen it here. What is it?
We don't know.
I think it's an Indian restaurant. Can you imagine? I always watch these people, like sometimes here on the tollways here. They have tollways. They have, like you see Panda Express at a tollway. Would you ever, while you're traveling, pull over and eat at a Panda Express?
No, but I have family members that do.
Oh, Buzz, that's... Well, they got their systems are intact, believe me, because there's no way. There's no way. Hold on. Joe, what are you saying? What are you talking to me about? Melting pot is fondue.
Fondue.
Talk on your microphone, man. What did you? Is that what you just said? Talk on your mic.
Yeah, the Melting Pot is a fondue restaurant.
Okay. Thank you. Nobody knows how to work their mics. Nobody's
nice, nice when you can get that information, just right. You.
Just you, thank
really
you.
Personal.
The Melting Pot, just it's in my ear only, so thank you for that info. A Bonefish Grill, number three. Red Lobster, number four.
Hey.
Oh, how about this? Romano's, Joe's last name, Macaroni Grill, number five.
I mean, I know the lobster, what's the lobster one?
It's a Red Lobster.
I
know it's not
one.
Real lobster. Okay.
Right.
You got 29 seconds to tell me the rest of it.
I can't, I've never heard of it. Three of them.
Me either. Olive Garden, we know that.
Yeah.
Number
like
10.
Family.
It's like family. Chevy's Fresh Mex. I've seen that. I've seen one outside my sister's home in St. Louis. I've seen that. Olive Garden, Mellow Mushroom Pizza, number 9. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. This is not made up.
Here's the list, Bush. Believe it or don't.
Well, you know.
There it is. Number one Cheesecake Factory.
No.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
us that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
For the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand, go to brandmeiershow.com and just press play.
You can stream the live show,
download podcasts, and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews.
Plus, subscribe to the email list and you'll get the show delivered to you daily in your inbox for free.
It's Johnny B. on demand.
Only on brandmeiershow.com.
He's just a guy from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He's my little lamb chop. Crazier than a bed bug he is, like a kid on the loose with a none too bright babysitter. He's my favorite little nutty buddy.
Jonathan, will you faint for me? Brandmeier.
Thank you, Oprah. Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you very much, Oprah. And I wish I would have invested in your Weight Watchers stock because, woo-wee, Weight Watchers grew more than 16% after she posted this video about eating bread.
This is the joy for me. I love bread.
Right a minute. Gosh. Hold on a minute. Let's watch this video. Oprah loves bread, and we can make money with it. Woo-wee. Look.
This is the joy for me. I love bread. I love bread. I now just manage it, so I don't deny myself bread. I have bread every day. I have bread every day. That's the genius of this program. I lost 26 pounds, and I have eaten bread every single day.
Buzz, would you let Oprah talk? Why do you
interrupt? I can't. She's driving me nuts.
You never interrupt Oprah. I don't believe it. Oprah, you cannot interrupt Oprah like that.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's saying she likes bread, and all you're doing is...
Bad message. It's a bad message.
Don't play me small.
Don't play her small.
She's not small. She's as huge as a house.
Listen to you.
Although not this week. She's 26 pounds down.
That's right.
We gotta wait till next week when she goes back up.
I'm earmuffs. I'm not even listening to what you're saying. I am not listening to what you're laying down. Because I'm not hearing what you're saying. You're saying something about Oprah. I'm not listening to it. She made $12 million in an hour. She made $12 million in an hour yesterday. Yesterday. By just posting that video you just heard where you grunted all over it about bread.
Bad message.
It was a 30-second ad for Weight Watchers. Over the next hour she posted it, Weight Watchers shares grew 16%. MarketWatch.com says she owns under 6.4 million shares, and that earned her $12 million in 1 hour. And what were you doing? Eating a kale salad. And that's what you got out of it. You ate a kale salad, and you got nothing out of it. You hear what he said? You hear what he said?
I didn't get any money out of it.
That's right.
I've never eaten a kale salad. Don't start that. You know, don't start that rumor.
I'll do what you do.
I'm telling you, it's a bad. I mean, if she were here, I would say it to her face.
Earmuffs,
don't go out there and push bread.
Earmuffs,
because other people may not be able to manage it, and they're getting fat as hogs and dying of diabetes.
Hey, I'd rather be fat as a hog and have $12 million an hour.
Well, maybe.
See, think about that.
This is the joy for me.
I love bread.
I love bread.
She loves bread.
I love bread.
Loves it.
I now just manage it. So I don't deny myself bread. I have bread.
It's Johnny B.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hey, Johnny B., what's the word?
What's the word with you, Kevin Nealon?
I will tell you exactly what's going on. I just drove my son to school. He got car sick in the back, and now we're sitting in the parking lot. He's laying down in the back seat.
Well, you should take care of your son. Call again anytime. Don't worry about it.
I'm talking to Johnny B. First things first.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think he's recovering now.
I got road sick, and I almost died.
Are you okay if I walk him to the school and talk to him?
Of course.
Yeah, we're just a mile away.
Talk unhinged.
Call Brandmeier, 844-4JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4JB-SHOW.
What kind of a show is this?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
I'm Kevin Nealon calling 844-4JB-SHOW. Direct line to a good time, America. And the voicemail, 866-JB-VMAIL. You know, we are sympathetic to brothers in broadcasting. Whether you're a brother in broadcasting in radio or whether you're a broadcaster in television, we are sympathetic to you, especially when you get fired. It's no fun. But when you get fired for stupid reasons, like the guy who got fired for doing the Prince, you know, putting Prince lyrics into his sports cast, that's ridiculous. We talked to that guy. It's ridiculous to get fired for something like that. He's just doing sports. Shouldn't have been fired. This guy, well, this is a little bit of him for a second.
Let's go crazy, Smashville. Let's get nuts. This is what it sounds like when doves cry and when Mike Fisher scores. Party over. Oops, out of time. It's the Ducks who are going to party like it's 1999. So the Ducks are still two games from dying for you and the Predators. From one hot bang to another. Freddie Freeman tells Chase Utley, I never meant to cause you any pain. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain and not on first base.
All right. All right. So that guy got fired for doing Prince tribute. Now, we say WZ, whatever it was, in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm on WZTV, Fox 17, Nashville now. I'm fired for doing that. But this reporter here, this is the one that I felt bad for the Prince guy, but he's doing okay. Got another job. This guy in Arizona. What up, Valley of the Loons? Arizona TV reporter arrested for defecating on a lawn while covering a story.
That wakes you up. That's a wake up.
Is it a wake up for the neighbor's house that he defecated near, or is it?
It was a wake up for me. That's all I saw. Whoa!
Jonathan Lowe, reporter for KPHO Phoenix, was arrested for defecating on a lawn. He was defecating on the front lawn near the story of a subject's home, and I'm sure Mr. Lowe, if you're out there in Phoenix, I'm with you on this. Let me just see if I can figure this out.
You know you're not.
I'm with you on
no,
this.
No, you're not.
But not really. I'm just the 33-year-old reporter, Jonathan Lowe, L-O-W-E, K-P-H-O, Phoenix. K-P-H-O, news, whatever it is, Phoenix. Spotted by a neighbor, saw the local celebrity. See, people know him because he's on the air in Phoenix. Hey, Mom? Isn't that guy on KPHO TV? Isn't that the guy taking a crap here in our front lawn?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what killed me. I mean, I understand if it's dark and you got to go.
3 in the afternoon? He was leaning against the wall, according to the papers. He was spotted by a neighbor who saw the celebrity picking up papers from the street. Okay, let's follow this, because this is a guy that's got to go very badly. And you know what else? Well, let me finish the story, folks, and then we can talk about it. So there's this guy. He's in Phoenix, Jonathan Lowe, KPHO, whatever their tagline is, News, Fox 6, whatever it is. Anyway, he's grabbing papers, and the neighbor sees him grabbing these newspapers. And then she sees, oh, that is that guy, Jonathan Lowe. Oh, he's, oh, look at this. He's grabbing some papers. He's coming to our front yard. And then he began to sit right there, squat, according to the police report, and lean against the wall of the front yard and then drop a deuce. It doesn't say that, folks.
Three in the afternoon.
I want to be honest with you. It doesn't say that. 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is time for a BM.
What? 3 p.m.? Just a second, once. I want to make sure I underline 3 p.m. because that, I think, if I were going to court with this, that would be the one that I would stay with. Your Honor, Jonathan Lowe is a news reporter for KPHO CBS 5. And he had to go to the bathroom. So he went out and gathered papers. And he went in the front yard of this woman who's called the police and had him get picked up. Cop who picked him up, tracked him down, said the suspected dropper admitted to using the yard as an impromptu latrine when the cop came up to my love. The guy goes, reporter goes, hey, you know what you want to talk to me about? I've been feeling very sick, and I've been stuck in this van all day, and it's not down by the river. See, that's one thing. That's one thing. These reporters, they work very hard. They got, how would you, honestly, there was a time, I'm not even kidding about this, when I could have done some reporting for CNN. For real, like in the last few years. And I went out there and I go, this would be the most boring job because you do a report and then you sit there. Now what do? You see what you do? Look what you're driven to. You got to go and you got to go to the toilet on someone's front lawn in Arizona. You're sitting in a van. What does this guy get on camera? What, a minute, 30 seconds?
Anyway, last night in Phoenix, blah, blah, blah. Okay,
back to the van. Now you sit there. Oh, man, I wish you... Why couldn't you move that van, Jonathan Lowe? See if Jonathan Lowe will talk to me. I want to speak to Jonathan Lowe because I want to hear his side of the story. Maybe he's going, hey, wait a minute. This neighbor, I was doing a story. Maybe there's this side of the story. The people who called on me, he said, just wanted to start problems. So the woman who made the call about him, you know, heeding nature's call, said he could have used her bathroom if he had knocked on the door.
Jimmy, he's a local celebrity.
Right.
You'd be happy to have him come in and use your bathroom.
Sure. Just if your contractor's out there, you're never using my bathroom. Don't even think about it. Get a porta potty and stay outside. It's the way it is, because I know how you guys work. Believe me. 844-4JB-SHOW. What is it, Jack?
Hey, Johnny, Buzz. You know, when nature calls, it doesn't matter what time it is or where you're at. When it's time, it's time.
Right. You can't be politically correct. This guy's stuck in a van. However, why didn't he just tell the van driver, hey, roll it around, go over to that McDonald's real quick, let me jump in there, because I won't be on the air again for 4 more hours probably to cover some stupid story.
And I don't want to drop a deuce on somebody's lawn. That would seem to be a high priority.
Excuse me. This is Billy the Bedbug. Are we now referring to this dropping a deuce? Because this is really intriguing to me. Because I do not have any deuce apparatus. I am a bedbug. I do not do anything.
Well, you're lucky, Billy.
Kiss it.
Blow is arrested for public defecation. Faces $2,500 or 6 months in jail. What are you in for?
I dropped a log on someone's yard.
What?
I said, what are you in for, Lo? Aren't you that guy on KPHO, CBS 5, Phoenix? I seen you in there. What are you in for?
It's going to be a tough 6 months.
I told you, I'm in here because I went to the toilet in someone's yard.
You are a liar.
I mean, that's what you're in jail for? First of all, he's not going to jail. KPO, but he is getting fired. KPHO News Director Dan Wilson said Lowe is still employed, though the channel's Thursday night write-up of their colleagues' legal problems called him a former KPHO KTVK reporter. Wow. Al Scott, go ahead, please.
Wondering how this guy signed off after he did his news report. And this is me signing off from the number 2 news reporter.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Can't hear you yet. We're on the phone, but I think he was saying he signed off by saying this is the number 2 news station.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Anyway, I like that guy. The news director's going, hey, no, he's not fired. And then they refer to it in their story as former colleague, KPHO. Okay, the chances of him getting a fine, yeah, maybe $2,500 or 6 months in jail. He's not going to jail. He's not going to jail for that.
It seems to me that there's a deeper problem. I mean, this seems...
No. I don't think so. I think that caller's right. You have to go. Although you should have just told the van. You don't start looking for newspapers on the ground in a yard in Arizona, in Phoenix. Start looking for the papers. And then squat up against the wall of a neighbor's home.
No,
on the front lawn at, Buzz, say it, the time?
3 p.m. In Phoenix, Arizona, the place is lit up like a Christmas tree. It's like day at the beach.
It's hot deuce. It's hot deuce. Hot deuce dropping time. 3 p.m. This is an embarrassment. Yes, what is it, Gino?
A couple things real quick. Maybe he was confused. He didn't know which bathroom to use, like many people today. But
okay. Oh, I see.
Also,
you're working with some transgender material.
Transgender.
Yeah. So he just
seriously.
Goes, is there transgender walls people have in the front yard now?
This is true. I golfed with a guy at Evergreen in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and he went up. He left the fairway. He went to a home on the fairway. He knocked on the door and told the woman he had to do just that, and she wouldn't let him in.
Right.
And
no.
He told her, he said, "You got two choices. I either use your bathroom or I go on your porch." And she let him in.
Okay. I would have called the cops on your friend immediately. Immediately. Did you hear what he just said? He said that his buddy went up to a door golfing on the course, knocked on the lady's house, and said, "Hey, if I don't get to come into your house, I'm going to go on your porch." That is a threat. I would have called the...
And he was a former teacher of mine.
Oh, my God. You know, and let me be clear, and I don't know where you stand on this, Buzz, whoever. If you knock on my door and ask me, "Can I go to the toilet in your house?" The answer is 1,000% no. No.
Wait a second, Johnny.
Are you going to let it? Well, if
Johnny,
I recognize. But okay, let's say it was a news reporter like Ron Majors.
Chuck Gowdy.
Somebody that we would recognize from a local newscast like this Jonathan Lowe reporter at KPHO. Maybe if I recognized him, I'd let him in.
You can't say no to Chuck Gowdy. You know.
Okay, yes, but maybe this person did not know this reporter. And we're talking about strangers.
He didn't try.
Yeah, he didn't even ask.
He didn't even ask.
I just got to go.
That's the disturbing part.
I'm just going to go on your side of your wall. but to be clear, what we're talking about is Gino's friend, and there's no way a stranger is going. You have to go to the bathroom? Yeah, come on in. Are you kidding me? There's no way.
But he was like, "I'm going to go on your porch."
And she let him in.
Yeah.
Did he say, "Do you look like a, you know," she knew he was a good guy. "You're golfing on this nice course," I would imagine. She didn't think he was evil.
Well, it's still odd. A stranger shows up, you know.
Let's follow that all the way to the end then. Now the guy comes into the house. You say your friend is allowed to go in the house where the KPHO reporter is out going against the wall. Okay, your friend gets in. This guy gets out. Wouldn't you be nervous if you're the guy asking to use the toilet, but what you're going to leave there when you walk out the door? I mean, to me, it's got just, I'm with the reporter. I don't want to be the person that says,
"Yeah, no, came in my house, Jonathan Brandmeier. Yeah, Johnny B asked to use the toilet."
You would not believe what he left in there. You would not believe it. So to me, I am now seeing the story.
More than a deuce.
Yeah. Just sawdust festival. Oh, man, this is going to get us fired for sure. All right, well, I'm thinking that's why I wouldn't do it, and now I'm seeing this guy's story. I absolutely see it. Jonathan Lowe, I'm with you, man, 100%. You don't want to go and do this at someone's home. You don't. You want to do it on their wall at 3 in the afternoon where it's safe. Yes, Dan, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Johnny, why is it illegal for humans to defecate in the yard? Your pets can, as long as you pick it up.
I love
mean,
this.
If the reporter picked it up, what's the problem?
I don't know if he did, but he did gather newspapers, so he was doing something. Line 2, what's your name? Go ahead, please. Line 2, go.
Hey, Johnny B. Remember Michael Jordan walked up to that house and went to the washroom, asked the lady, and she let him in?
No, where Johnny did that B? Happen?
Yeah, that happened a couple of, like, 4 or 5, when he was playing basketball.
When he was playing basketball and well-known, if Michael Jordan came into my house, yes, I would let him in, yes.
The lady's like, "You won't believe this, but Michael Jordan came to my house and had to go to the washroom."
No, but see, I wouldn't. But if I were Michael Jordan, I wouldn't go to the house.
I just wouldn't. Line three, go ahead, please.
Hey, it's Jib.
Hey, Jib.
The only celebrity I would let go in my house would be Oprah Winfrey because of all her bread diet.
All right, thank you.
Jeez.
All right. All right, so I'm with this guy now. I'm with him 100%. He's a well-known reporter. He's been there for a few years. He now has to worry about these people recognizing him when he comes in and talking about him. You know, social media. You know someone would take a picture of something and post it up there? It's ridiculous. Jonathan Lowe, KPHO, had to go. And we're with you, man. We're with you. Come on, let us talk to you. 844-4JB-SHOW. Let's move it.
Jonathan Brent.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The political fallout continues from the FBI's scathing report on Hillary Clinton's private email servers.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says, based on the FBI's findings, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper,
should deny Hillary Clinton access to classified information during this campaign, given how she so recklessly handled classified information.
Presidential candidates traditionally get those classified briefings following the party convention.
I think that's something that the administration should do on its own, but we'll look into seeing if that's something we can do as well.
The House also plans to call FBI Director James Comey to testify on his investigation.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting from Washington. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says the country needs a leader like Donald Trump.
He has had a lifetime of creating jobs, a lifetime of building buildings, a lifetime of getting things done. Everybody else talked about how they would like to sort of